from Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It passed in Wisconsin early this morning.
The clerk will close the roll. There are 51 ayes, 17 nays.
There were a lot more nays from the crowd, angry over the bill restricting public union collective bargaining. They call it union busting. Republicans call it vital for the balancing the budget long term. It still stalled in the Senate. Democrats out of state in protest. Now, the protests and fighting still intense in Libya as foreigners keep trying to flee. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley monitoring live in Jerusalem.
David, 167 Americans and 118 citizens of other countries have been stranded since Wednesday on a ferry at the Ashahab port in Tripoli, waiting for the weather to clear so they could be evacuated to the island of Malta. Tens of thousands of foreigners still trying to get out of the country. Colonel Gaddafi has lost control of the east and several cities in the west as the opposition moves closer to Tripoli amid calls for countrywide protests. Dave?
Courtney in Iraq. A day of rage. Thousands in the streets. One protester killed when security forces fired into the air to disperse a crowd. Death in a storm in Kentucky. Three Amish children killed. A fourth still missing, swept away in the rushing water of a creek as they and their parents tried to cross in a horse and buggy. A Texas college student from Saudi Arabia, due in court today, accused of wanting to attack Americans. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has this live.
That's right, Dave, and one of Khalid Al-Dawasari's plans involved placing bombs inside baby dolls, then planting them around the Empire State Building. The FBI says he may have also wanted to blow up President Bush's home in Dallas.
It doesn't get any more serious than that.
FBI Director Robert Casey says Al-Dawasari came to the United States on a student visa, was enrolled at South Plains College in Texas. The case concerns Homeland Security because it suggests radical Muslims can live quietly in the United States without raising suspicions, Dave.
And Todd, he's due in court in just a few hours. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.99%. APR 5.14%. Clients are always asking, are rates going up? Are they going down? You know, no one really knows. But at Quicken Loans, we've got an amazing way to protect you from that uncertainty. It's our new Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage program. And here's how it works. Simply close a loan with us, and then, if rates happen to drop within the next 3 years, you have the option to refinance, and we'll cover a majority of your closing fees. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.99%, APR 5.14%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com and ask about the Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage. Another example of how everything we do at Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Rattler's Convenience Stores have some great February specials at all of their BCS stores, like 50-cent Golden Flake products. And you can wash those tasty treats down with any size fountain drink for only 79 cents. Beer specials, you bet. All 18 packs of Miller Lite, Coors Light, Budweiser, and Bud Light for only $13.99. Now that's a great deal. Rattler's Convenience Stores, located all over town. Friendly, clean, Texan. Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland make every day a good day. Just ask WC Tractor and Brian. They can tell you about Rustler's hardworking performance, reliable engines, and comfortable seating. Choose two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for two or four passengers in gas or diesel. Stop by WC Tractor and Brian or come by the Home and Garden Show on February 26th and 27th to learn about the Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland. They make every day a good day. WC Tractor. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or call us and Brian at 979-778-0325.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 49 degrees right now at the studios. A little chilly out there compared to what it's been the last couple of mornings. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Former Brazos Valley Arts Council Executive Director David Romay has scored a partial win in his appeal of two convictions from a 2008 trial in Brazos County. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco upheld the more serious conviction of theft by deception. Romay was originally placed on probation for 5 years and ordered to pay $268,000 in restitution. Justices, however, reversed a conviction for misapplication of fiduciary property and sent that back for a new trial. The jury found Romay guilty of making 4 illegal political contributions, but the appeals court sided with Romay that 3 of those donations were made outside the statute of limitations. The trial judge denied Romay's motion to include the statute of limitations in jury instructions or dismiss that charge. You can read the appeals court opinion by going online to WTAW.com. The jury in a Brazos County capital murder trial is scheduled to begin deliberations today. The prosecution finished Thursday morning, and the only defense testimony came from the accused. Artist Pollard of Brenham is accused of shooting Terrell McCoy in a home northwest of Bryan 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Jury instructions from District Judge J.D. Langley and the lawyer's closing arguments are scheduled to start this morning at 9. A Welborn area man's birthday ended with a ride to jail accused of violent crimes. 43-year-old Robin Shane Beyer was arrested for kidnapping, raping, and threatening to kill an ex-girlfriend Tuesday night. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were notified Wednesday during the noon hour after the victim escaped.
Frantic from a victim said she was kidnapped from a motel in Bryan and taken to this residence near Welborn. So she actually ended up at the Rolling Ridge convenience stores where she called us from. So we met with her there, and she was hysterical and describing this very violent attack that she suffered. And but we had her transported to the hospital where she went through an examination, and then ultimately we sat down at great length and went through her story.
The woman told officers Beyer left the house to buy crack cocaine for his birthday. She convinced him to leave her at the house because she didn't want anyone to see the bruises on her legs, face, and neck. After Beyer left, the woman escaped and flagged down a motorist who took her to a convenience store where she called 911. Sheriff's investigators found the victim's cell phone and her purse inside Beyer's pickup. He remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $215,000. Texas A&M officials have released preliminary findings on a fire earlier this week at the Zachary Engineering Center. The early indication is the fire was accidental, starting from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct. The heat built up in an enclosed area, igniting construction material. State Fire Marshal's office continues to investigate. Classes resumed the day after Monday's fire, which resulted in no injuries but did cause an evacuation. One of the few unanimous votes at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting was adopting new regulations for mobile food vendors. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Among the local brick-and-mortar restaurant owners who are also driving a truck is Veritas chef Ty Lee.
There's an inherent difference between the mobile food and the sit-down places. We have a different need and different service. People who wake up in the morning, if they feel like walking out on the sun or the rain to come to see me at the mobile food, they will come no matter what. You don't have to put a gun to their head to say, you're going to have to eat at my food truck. It's just not going to happen. It's America. It's a free will.
Tammy Hackney of Basil Whippet's Pub in Northgate was among those asking but not getting the council to waive a requirement allowing food carts on private property without the permission of nearby restaurant owners.
We understand the concerns of nearby brick-and-mortar restaurants and support the permission requirement if a vendor is operating on public property. However, a legitimate legal business operating on private property with permission from the owner should not have to ask permission from their neighbors to set up shop.
The council's vote included a review of the 19 pages of regulations in 6 months. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At least two children remain hospitalized in critical condition, and one is in good condition after a fire at a Houston home-based daycare that killed three other kids. No identities have been released, but Houston fire officials say the victims range in age from 18 months to 3 years old. One of those in critical condition was transferred to the Shriners Hospital Burn Center in Galveston, while the other remains at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital. The cause of the fire is not known. The center was registered with the state, but had been cited for not having either a carbon monoxide detector or a fire extinguisher. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 49 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now, the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The 32nd Bryan College Station Home Builders Association 2011 Home Garden and Recreation Expo is February 26th and 27th at the Brazos County Expo Complex, sponsored by Atmos Energy and Schulte Roofing. There will be numerous free how-to seminars, from home improvements to energy-saving ideas. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Garden and Recreation Expo, Saturday, February 26th from 10 to 6, and Sunday, February 27th from noon to 5 at the Brazos County Expo Complex.
Hey, it's 6:11. Let's do some weather, brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center.
Looks like fair and mild weather conditions over the next several days as temperatures recover up into the low 70s during this afternoon under mostly sunny skies, and coming up for tonight, generally clear and back down to between 50 and 55 degrees. And for the weekend, I don't really see any weather problems at all. We'll stay partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Afternoon temperatures each day in the middle 70s and only down between 60 and 64 later on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Another busy weekend. No local basketball for the Aggies anyway, as both teams will be on the road. The men at Baylor Saturday, the women at Texas on Sunday. But the Zags are coming in Gonzaga to play baseball. We'll talk about that, and high school basketball playoffs continue tonight and tomorrow. That and more coming up in sports.
Well, there you go. It's Friday. It's nice outside.
It is. It's a little,
very
pleasant. A little nip in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to that rain we were going to get?
Oh, in my house, it came a pouring for about 12 minutes yesterday.
Really?
Yes, sir. About, I want to say around 3:30, something like that in the afternoon.
Oh, we won't hold you to it.
No, it was around 3:30 in the afternoon. It came down real good.
Yeah.
Not you, huh?
Nah.
Not a bit.
Well, a little bit, enough
just
to
a little sprinkle.
Wet the pavement a little bit, settle the dust.
No, I got that big old dark black cloud that hung around all day long. It came right over my house for not too long, but it came good.
Once again, if you'll recall, I mean, just because it says 50% chance of rain doesn't mean it's going to come a gully washer.
Yeah.
If you'll recall, what we found out that means is when these conditions are present, rain occurs 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. But
my point is that even then, it doesn't mean it's going to be, 2 hours of soaking rain.
It's a spotty thing. A sheriff's deputy discovered, dare I say it, 4 naked Nebraskans.
Really?
Well.
In a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Pull
my beer. Watch this.
It was pulled over during a traffic stop.
Uh-huh.
The Ford F-250.
Ooh, driving a three-quarter
today. Yeah. Was stopped Friday last week at 3 a.m.
What city was this, by the way? Do you know?
No, we don't know.
No. Mm-hmm.
And again, seldom do good things happen between 2 and 4 in the morning. Here we see. After police received a call about a suspicious truck, all they're telling us is it's near Lincoln. But, what in Nebraska isn't? It's either near Omaha or Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are the two cities everybody knows.
Right. In a probable
cause. And Beatrice.
Yeah. In a probable cause affidavit, a deputy reported that he initiated the stop after observing the front seat to be overloaded with four occupants. Somehow I thought they might be riding in the bed, but they weren't. The deputy wrote in the report.
That'd be unsafe.
Yeah, and we don't want that to happen. After all, if you're going to be naked in the truck. Upon initial contact with the occupants, I observed two white males and two white females to be naked in the cab of the truck. A strong odor of alcohol was emitting from the vehicle.
I know, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Further inspection revealed that a Busch Light beer truck with empty cans and several items of clothing observed in the bed of the truck. Okay. The report does not indicate why the driver and the three passengers were naked. Well,
just having a little fun.
Now, I'm guessing, I don't know what county this is in because it's just near Lincoln. Do they not have those video cameras? Do they not have an audio record of this arrest, if you will?
Most departments do nowadays, but I don't. Yeah. But it's certainly not a requirement. So.
Right. Let me tell you how this all got started. Yeah.
Over here, Ossifer. Look at this guy.
It was a truth or dare thing. Yeah.
Want to see me hop on one leg?
No, I do not.
Info.
Mason.
Y'all pile out one at a time. Stand on the far side of the truck.
Then quit piling.
Yeah.
I think that's what was going on in the truck.
Yeehaw. I wonder what the temperature was near Lincoln last week. Think about that.
It's still cold up there.
Yeah.
Are your allergies driving you crazy? Are you tired of all the dust in your house? Did you know that the air inside your house is some of the dirtiest air you breathe? At Sovac City, we offer top-quality HEPA filter vacuums and filters that can help get rid of that dirty old air. We have Miele vacuums, the only HEPA-certified vacuums available today. We also offer IQ air filters, which have hyper HEPA filters that are the same filters used in hospitals today. Sovac City in front of HEB and College Station. Come on down, see us.
The journey begins as a tiny green coffee bean, carefully selected from the world's finest crops. It's roasted and transformed into a rich, flavorful bean, ready to be brewed into an awesome cup of coffee. Howdy, I'm Phil Jordan, owner of It's a Grind. Come experience the best coffee, handcrafted drinks, and pastries at It's a Grind. I guarantee you'll enjoy your drink, or it's on me.
Text GRIND to 23504 and receive the It's a Grind secret special, sure to satisfy your sweet tooth. It's a Grind on University next to Boston's.
Hey, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right. Chase, we need an actor from Office Space who's named after a celebrity. Okay? Is he there? Okay. Did you get me?
Who's named after a celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's January.
All right. There we
yeah,
go.
It's January the 25th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend. Bob Schieffer.
Skeletor.
Thank you. 74 years old today.
He's a Texas boy.
Yeah, he is. He's the brother of Tom Schieffer, right?
I think
from the Texas Rangers.
I want to say probably more people would say Tom Schieffer is the brother.
Well, in Texas, a lot of people know Tom Schieffer because, you know, he's a Ranger exec. Anyway, Sally Jesse Raphael with the red glasses is 76 years old today.
And apparently other people say 68 and other people say 71, but...
Oh, I got 76.
Who cares, really?
Yeah, there you go. 68? No way.
Look at her. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, come on. British actor Tom Courtney is 74 years old today. Ric Flair. The WWE professional
Nature
wrestler.
Boy.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
16-time heavyweight champion, though.
Did you see Tosh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, 62 years old today. Mr. Top Carrot is 46 years old today, the comedian.
Real name is Scott Thompson.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'd have gone with Carrot Top also. And Sean Astin, that's the son of...
John and Patty Duke.
Yeah, Patty Duke and John Ashton, thank you very much, is 40 years old today. Of course, he was in The Lord of the Rings and also got really, just really dead bad in 24, if you watch that. And also from The Office, Rashida Jones. She's also in Parks and Recreation, is 35 years old today. James and Oliver Phelps from the Harry Potter movies.
They're twins. They must be because they're 25. Comedian Chelsea Handler. You ever see her on TV? She can be pretty funny. She's 36 years old. Singer Daniel Powter is 40 years old today. And Taya Leone, the actress, turns 45 years old today. I guess that's all.
Oh, it is not.
Well, I named a lot of them.
You missed Nancy O'Dell, who, of course, is the co-host of Access Hollywood. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there. Okay.
Is that all I missed? Okay. Coming up on Saturday, Fats Domino's birthday is tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. He's 83 years old tomorrow.
Okay.
And one of the great singers of our time, Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Yeah. And does he?
is 58 years old
somehow
tomorrow.
He thought cutting all his hair off and making him a better singer. You know what? Didn't work. We just see your bald spot now.
Yeah. I'm working with a list that has a lot of dead people, but that's all I got for tomorrow.
Oh,
what else you
got
for tomorrow?
Mitch Ryder.
Oh, and the Detroit Wheels.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but no, not the Wheels.
Well, you have
Mitch.
A Mitch Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devil with the Blue Dress on.
Sure.
Woo,
yeah.
Good golly, Miss Molly. I saw him in person.
How old is Mitch?
Mitch would be 66.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
You mean when I saw him
in
college?
My point. Right.
He was only 4 years older than me.
My point. What were you doing with your life?
Well, I was like a sophomore in college.
That's what I'm saying.
Smoking dope, going to concerts.
Yeah, what do you want?
I did not smoke dope.
I paid $6 to see Mitch Ryder.
Drank some Pabst Blue Ribbon. But
yeah,
I didn't know
okay, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Kennedy is still alive, believe it or not.
The game show host. Oh, yeah. His brother's Jack Nars.
Yeah, and I think he's probably still alive, too, but it's the 84. J.T. Snow, he'd be a baseball player for San Francisco when he played, was 43. And Greg German, is that right, from Ally McBeal, is 53. That's it.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, Joanne Woodward was married to Paul Newman.
She's passed away, hadn't she?
I don't believe so.
Is she still alive? Okay. All right. That's fine.
I'll check. No, I don't think so. Okay. Paul Newman died.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's still with us.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Elizabeth Taylor, who's doing better, we understand. She's in the hospital with some heart problems, is 79 years old. Ralph Nader. Who's run for president 80 times.
At least.
He's a consumer advocate, is 77 years old on Sunday. Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever, turned 71 years old.
Saw him on TV last night.
You did?
Yeah, he had a pretty big part in CSI.
There you go. Former first daughter, Chelsea Clinton. She's got another last name now. I forgot what it was.
No, they're split.
They're living in different towns.
Apparently the tabloid's been all over this. Yeah.
I did not know
there's
that.
There's trouble.
Where have I been?
There's trouble.
I haven't been checking out of the grocery stores close and paying attention.
And you know, one thing he can't do, I don't think he can blame this on Mama, because Mama's got her hands full with all this international foreign stuff.
Yeah, but they just got married last summer, didn't they?
Well, he's a hedge fund operator.
Well, and she just may be a wheelbarrow full of crazy.
Could be. Well, he said he wants to go ski, so I'm not sure that that's necessarily focused on the real world. But, you know, if you're a hedge fund manager and you're worth $624 million, yeah, you probably do anything you want.
I'll tell you what. If I married somebody worth $624 million, I'd find a way to work it out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. So.
At least till the divorce settlement was worked out.
You're right. She may be.
You think she's high maintenance?
Who knows?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Boy, I was just new. Boy, I am just floored and slack jawed right here. I thought they were still on their honeymoon. 31. And Joshua Groban, who sings a pretty good song, will be 30 years old on Sunday. And that's all I got.
James Worthy, he was a basketball player for the L.A. and Lakers.
The North Carolina Tar Heels.
Be fitty. Johnny Van Zandt, he's still alive. Remember him from Lynyrd Skynyrd? Mary Fran.
She's passed away.
Oh, she's passed away.
She passed away at a very young age.
That's right.
She was on the Newhart show.
Now, didn't we have Adam Baldwin last week?
We had one of the Baldwins.
Anyway, he's 49, and Ariel Sharon, he used to be the prime minister there in Israel. He's 83. So there you are. Got your gossip and your birthdays. It's 6:23.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we got lunatic left-wing protesters. Now, apparently they did not hear the president's call for civility, his new call for civility in the wake of the Tucson tragedy.
The union's going to come up wrong.
I'm proud to be here with people who understand
that it's more than just sending an email that gets you going. Every once in a while, you got to get out on the streets and get a little bloody when necessary.
More peace and love from the Democratic Party and from protesters.
Every once in a while, you got to get out on the streets and get a little bloody when necessary.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Unrest in the Middle East. It's sending oil prices up and raising some fears of inflation. So is it a good time to invest in gold coins? Well, only if you know exactly what you're doing. Most widely advertised gold coins and bullion schemes, they're just scams, at least close to it. If anybody tells you an investment is perfectly safe, run the other way. The recession has made life tough for many, but if nothing else, more of us have been showing up for work on time. A survey finds the old excuses are still the most popular when we're late. Traffic, oversleeping, bad weather, oh, and of course those daycare problems or getting the kids to school. The latest Facebook scam offers free tickets on Southwest Airlines. All you have to do is download a simple app. Problem is, the app is bogus. It looks realistic, but once you download it, it sends itself to all your friends, steals their personal information, and guess what? Yours too, of course. Recent recalls, Natural Choice, they're recalling various sandwiches and burritos because the labels fail to list some allergens. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Have you noticed that our competition keeps comparing itself to us? Then listen closely. Toyota is the number one choice among American consumers, and Atkinson Toyota is the number one new and used volume dealer in the Brazos Valley. Toyota is the number one fuel-efficient full-line manufacturer. 80% of Toyotas sold in the last 20 years are still on the road today, and complimentary two-year 25,000-mile Toyota care on every new Toyota. Visit us 24/7 on Facebook, Twitter, or at AtkinsonToyota.com, or come experience for yourself number one customer care. Only at Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center. Okay, it's, of course, if you've been outside or you stuck your nose out there even last night, you see that it cooled off a little bit. Some folks did get some rain. We got the clear skies after that, and that was a little frontal passage and wind shift. Look for a high temperature today of 69, and the winds will be out of the northeast, so it should feel pretty nice. 49 for a low temperature tonight. Maybe some drizzle tomorrow morning and some fog tomorrow evening. About 74 under pretty cloudy conditions on Saturday. 63 will be our low. Then a high of 80 on Sunday. Chance of showers at about 20%, and winds that'll be out of the south, so it should be nice. About 46 for a low temperature on Sunday night. Monday and Tuesday, high temperatures right around 70, so it should be ideal weather again and lots of sunshine. Right now, humidity is 80%. Winds are from the north at 7 miles an hour. Fair skies, and we have 48 out there.
When you're trying to explain or persuade, a picture, a simple picture, will make you much more effective. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you go to meetings much, you know that most of the time people talk and talk and talk, and it can all be pretty boring. And yet,
the moment that someone pulls out a piece of paper and says, "Let me explain my idea with a picture," magic takes place in the room every single time.
Dan Rome, author of the book, The Back of the Napkin.
The concept that can be represented by a picture is typically far more memorable and far more sticky than the same message delivered solely in words. And here's why. When we read a message or when we are told a story, it activates a lot of the centers of our brain, and that's great, but primarily it focuses still on the verbal side. When we are also delivered a picture, we all of a sudden start activating completely different parts of the brain, so we actually get kind of a more whole mind experience, if you will, which means guaranteed we are more likely to understand the idea and more likely to remember it.
And Dan says you don't have to be an artist to do this.
I'm talking about pictures that are so simple. Circles, boxes, arrows, smiley faces, stick figures, which we all can draw.
You will always be more effective if you incorporate drawings and visuals into a talk or explanation rather than just using words.
We are primarily visual creatures, right from the day that we are born. It's almost the way we're programmed to think.
You can link to Dan's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 48 degrees right now at the studio. 74 high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's been more than 2 years since former Brazos Valley Arts Council Director David Romay was convicted of two crimes related to his position. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco has now reversed Romay's conviction of misapplication of fiduciary property and ordered a new trial. While the jury found Romay guilty of making four illegal political contributions, the appeals court agreed that three of the $250 donations were made outside the statute of limitations. The trial judge denied Romay's motion to include the statute in jury instructions or dismiss the charge. The appeals court upheld the jury's findings of Romay committed that Romay committed theft by deception. That was the more serious offense, as Romay was ordered to pay $268,000 in restitution and placed on probation for 5 years. You can read the appeals court opinion by going to our online story at WTAW.com. More than 4 years since the shooting death of a Bryan man, the accused took the stand in his own defense yesterday. 27-year-old Artis Pollard of Brenham is charged with capital murder of Terrell McCoy 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Pollard was the last person and the only defense witness to speak at his jury trial in Brazos County District Court. Prosecutors finished up before lunch Thursday. Pollard then spoke most of the afternoon. The jury will hear trial instructions from District Judge J.D. Langley and closing statements from lawyers this morning. A Welburn area man was arrested on his 43rd birthday for aggravated kidnapping and aggravated sexual assault of a former girlfriend. Robin Shane Byer is accused of forcing the victim into his pickup outside a Bryan motel Tuesday night and taking her to his home. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk called it a dynamic situation because one group of officers was with the victim at the same time another group was dealing with the suspect.
And we were putting the pieces of the story together as it was developing. But ultimately, we were able to get a search warrant for his vehicle and for the home, and we were able to find some evidence that corroborated the victim's statements, and so it puts our case in a pretty good position at this point.
The victim told investigators she escaped after convincing Byer to go by himself into town to buy crack cocaine, which he wanted for his birthday. The sheriff says deputies were waiting for Byer when he returned home, but Kirk says the suspect was uncooperative at first.
He stayed in his vehicle. He wouldn't come out. We actually had a little bit of a standoff with him, but he did ultimately come out and talk to us, and we were able to get him under control.
Byer remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $215,000. The state fire marshal's office has taken over the investigation of this week's fire on the A&M campus, but university officials have released preliminary findings that led to the evacuation of the Zachary Engineering Center. Authorities believe the fire started from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct where enough heat was generated in an enclosed area to ignite construction material. No one was hurt, but classes were canceled Monday afternoon and evening. College Station City Council unanimously adopted recommendations allowing mobile food vendors in town. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Months of meetings and negotiations went into 19 pages of regulations for those wanting to sell food out of vehicles and carts. Among those ready to go mobile, downtown Bryant restaurant owner, Chef Peter Madden.
In the beginning, it was a little bit difficult for me to kind of know which side to be on. Certainly don't like the idea of maybe somebody parking in front of my restaurant and operating a food truck. But what it's come down to for me, and what it should come down to for other restaurateurs is that as long as I'm operating my brick-and-mortar restaurant the way I should in regards to the quality of food and the quality of service I give out, I should not fear any restaurant or food truck that comes near me.
Diego Mendez's family's been in the mobile restaurant business for 17 years.
The mobile unit is becoming a big trend in big cities. It's a great way to start some economic business. One of the main things you have to worry about mobile units, it's public safety and health safety. And if every mobile unit is certified by the Brazos County to cook food, well, then they know their jobs.
The new regulations, which will be reviewed in 6 months, received the unanimous support of the Northgate Merchants Association. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And a West Texas college student from Saudi Arabia is accused of plotting to bomb dams, nuclear plants, or the Dallas home of former President George W. Bush. 20-year-old Khalid Ali M. Al-Dawasari of Lubbock is charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. He entered the U.S. in 2008 to study at Texas Tech and later transferred to nearby South Plains College. The feds say the student deliberately earned a scholarship to a United States college just so he could carry out jihad. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 48 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland make every day a good day. Just ask WC Tractor and Brian. They can tell you about Rustler's hardworking performance, reliable engines, and comfortable seating. Choose two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for two or four passengers in gas or diesel. Stop by WC Tractor and Brian or come by the Home and Garden Show on February 26th and 27th to learn about the Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland. They make every day a good day. WC Tractor, us on the web at wctractor.com or call us and Brian at 979-778-0325.
Aggie fans, Coach Pat Henry and his two-time defending NCAA men's and women's track and field teams are intent on winning national titles right here in College Station. Texas A&M to host the 2011 NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. March 11th and 12th, the national championships at the Gillum Indoor Track on the A&M campus. All session passes start at only $25. Purchase your all session passes to the 2011 NCAA Track and Field Championships. Visit tickets.12thmanfoundation.com.
Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. You can call United. They're local at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's the weather.
We'll have some nice weather during today under mainly sunny skies. Our temperatures during this afternoon will be at or a bit over 70. Coming up for tonight, mostly clear skies and low 50s, and a nice weekend is on the way as well, as temperatures will probably inch up a bit. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 75 degrees, and milder at night, only back in the low 60s on Saturday night. And then Sunday will continue partly sunny and right around 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gonzaga's baseball team is coming to town tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. 3-game series with the undefeated Aggies. We'll talk about that. Aggie basketball on the road this weekend. The men are in Waco and the women are in Austin. You can go to both those games, one Saturday and one Sunday, if you'd like. We'll talk about that, some tennis and high school hoops and more coming up in sports.
So it's the Aggies and the Zaggies.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Aggies and the Zags.
Yeah.
Oh, you just stole my my website headline right there.
Sorry.
Or borrowed it.
Yeah, that's all.
Or reinforced
it.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
That's it. So, President Barack Hussein Obama, I don't know if you know him or not. He's,
not personally.
Been on TV.
Haven't met him.
Yeah. He's being backed into a bit of a corner. By the way, if you get a chance, guys, I don't know if you can capture this, it's good being president. It's I'm plowing through this thing. It's 2 hours long, and I can't really sit and watch one show for 2 hours. I go ADD crazy. But anyway, it's pretty. It's got some pretty interesting stuff. Continues to be kind of fascinating about these men who have been president of U.S. America. And just the little, everybody has little idiosyncrasies and things like this. And these are people who basically just talk about different stuff. I stopped you last night when we're just getting to children of the president. And remember those pesky twins who kept making things difficult for Secret Service and breaking the law
and stuff like that. Yeah.
But anyway, current president kind of backed into a corner a little bit over a quote that he made while he was on the campaign trail. White House spokesman Jay Carner told reporters yesterday the president has no plans to go to Wisconsin to join the unionized teachers on the picket line in their current dispute with Scott Walker. Let's go back now to Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Oh, we got it on tape?
Yes, we do.
All right.
That's what, there's this thing called the Internet. I don't know if you've heard of it. It may catch on. This was the 3rd of November, 2007. Here we go. Barack Hussein Obama, then President of the United States.
Applause, applause, applause.
Yeah. Candidate.
And understand this. If American workers are being denied their right to organize and collectively bargain when I'm in the White House, I'll put on a comfortable pair of shoes myself. I'll walk on that picket line with you as President of the United States of America. Because workers deserve to know that somebody is standing in their court.
Yeah.
But wait. So doesn't he have to go?
Well,
that was a promise.
When reminded of the quote, Jay Carney.
He's the new...
he's the new presidential mouthpiece.
Looks like he's 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote.
Maybe.
I think what we have made pretty clear is that the president thinks, and we think, that obviously a lot of states in the union are dealing with fiscal issues, big problems in their state budgets. They need to act responsibly, tighten their belts, live within their means, just as we in Washington, the executive branch, and Congress need to do with our federal situation.
that's rich.
Yeah.
Now he's doing shtick.
He is. He's doing shtick and not answering the question at the same time, which is really pretty cool. So I don't know. We'll see. My thought is he probably won't be out there. But, it was good. It was good while you're out there doing your stump speech.
It resonates.
Sure.
Till you have to back it up.
Yeah, well, you don't want to have to be doing that. So anyway, they'll all get together next week, and we'll try our little stopgaps as far as the budget's concerned to see if any of that stuff works. According to Politico, the Republicans are going to get this little bill here. They'll do it like in two-week increments. They're going to cut $2 billion from the budget each week and hopefully cut $61 million from the budget. Harry Reid says he doesn't like the plan. So
he don't like anything. He's a curmudgeon.
Well, what they're trying to do, and the thing is Clinton did such a great job of hanging this on the Republicans, shutting down the government before. And you heard Bill Flores say, and it's the line the Republicans are using, is you're not hearing any Republicans say, close down the government. Republicans are trying to find ways to cut the cost. And so they're not going to wear this thing. And Harry's doing everything he can to try to hang it on the Republicans if the government does shut down. But it does put the Senate in a little bit of a hot seat there. By the way, I don't know if you heard on our Fox News at 6 o'clock that early this morning, the Wisconsin House of Representatives passed the bill that would bar collective bargaining. Now, obviously, they can't do the Senate thing because the senators are gone, but the House did that part yesterday.
Here's something I don't understand, and perhaps you can not speak to the Wisconsin situation, but regarding when this happened in Texas and the redistricting thing, and they fled. The Democrats in the House
fled. They went to Oklahoma.
They went to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And leading the charge at that time of those Democrats was a relative of mine,
Very nice.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Former State Representative Barry Telford of DeKalb, Texas.
Fly this way. Yeah.
How is it that, or if you don't know the answer, that's fine. But how is it that there is not some sort of contempt of, because if
dereliction of duty? Kind
well,
of thing?
Or you know, if you're summoned to testify before a congressional committee and you don't, you can be held in contempt of Congress,
right,
at the federal level,
right.
How is it that, yeah, it's either A, not a dereliction of duty, or B, some sort of contempt of the legislature if you, a duly elected representative who are sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of this particular state, how is it that there is no recourse outside of being voted out of office?
Yeah, the short answer is I don't know. You know, recall, they've already discussed certain stipulations that cause you to be able to recall elected officials, but those have to do with bribery and some pretty serious things. I don't know the answer to that. And what's interesting is I don't know who the attorney general is in Indiana. Don't know if they're a Republican or a Democrat, but gosh, it would seem that maybe somebody should have made some sort of an inquiry by now to the AG's office in Wisconsin to find out about that.
In the Wisconsin Senate, even though the Democrats are not the majority, it's you know, they're not able to get the percentage that they need. Is that correct?
Right, that's it.
And if that's the case, is there not a, because this was the case in Texas, and at this point was up for discussion then. Where is the sergeant at arms in all of this? Because wasn't the contention then that the speaker that Craddock could have sent was DPS or the Texas Rangers,
right.
I believe.
Well,
after them,
and they did that yesterday. They tried to send state troopers, Wisconsin state troopers, to the homes of these senators to see if they could find them, because apparently they went race some of them went racing home to get enough money so that they could go back over and spend another week or ever how long they feel like they're going to have to in Illinois. So they did. They sent the state troopers to their homes to try to at least find. And all they need is one. If they can just get one senator back, then they'll have enough that they can go ahead and do business. I don't know. Again, you'd have to know the Constitution there to suspend the rules. I mean, if they could suspend the rules and then change the way that they do things.
This just seems, you know, to. Obviously, this is the cross that they want to bear, you know. But at the same time, I'm guessing that the Wisconsin legislature is probably a consistently convened body.
Yeah,
unlike,
yeah, I think
unlike
so.
Unlike in Texas.
Right.
So, what matters of state are being neglected?
Yeah, and that's the problem that they have is that some of the things they can go ahead and pass, and that's what they're also trying to do is just some of the day to day, if you will, things that they can pass with a simple majority. They can go ahead and take those actions. The ones where they need a supermajority, where they can't get the quorum in here, those are the things that can't be done, and this agreement is one of those things. So I think the government itself is still going on in Wisconsin on the state level. It's just a matter of this isn't. And obviously, we're seeing more and more. I think Tennessee and Florida now we're starting to see some initiatives having to do with this whole collective bargaining thing. And this may, I mean, you talk about the hill to die on. This may be where the unions feel like this is their time, this is their moment, because never before have you been able to come up with one issue where you could get all of organized labor together on one individual issue, simply because they have differences. This one isn't. There's a commonality here. So what's happening in Wisconsin and then spreading to other states is something that all the unions can sit down and talk about. In fact, they did that this week. What I find interesting is that the spokesperson that they had for all of organized unions had to be Teamster President James Hoffa.
Probably not the best person to put forth.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah,
guilt by association.
Yeah. Can't you find somebody else other than Jimmy Hoffa to be the guy? And it's interesting, too. They've done some surveys, and U.S. Americans, by a 2-to-1 margin, still believe that unions should exist and have some rights, but the whole idea of going this far, I'm not exactly sure. Nate Silver did a survey, and I'll see if I can dig it up, and we'll talk about it next hour. But over 60%, as I recall, said they were in favor of unions being able to take some actions. The idea is if you grind government to a halt, if you cause these problems right there. And, you know, I venture back to think about when I lived in the Golden Triangle, because, again, the larger oil, chemical, and atomic workers union local there really did impact the economy in every way, shape, or form. But every time they'd go on strike, and believe me, they would go on strike, Texaco, I think, may have been the largest one down there, always took that opportunity to add a little more automation while that was going on. And I don't know what the numbers are now, but I will tell you that it is a significantly smaller workforce in the Golden Triangle now in the Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union, because when they went on strike, the companies found a way to eliminate those jobs down the road. Mm-hmm. And unions need to think about that. Okay, that's fine. Organize, strike, do what you need to do. But understand that there will be a time when they will find a way to circumvent the roadblock that you've put up. Wonder if they're thinking about voucher systems in Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, really.
You know, maybe an opportunity for kids to go be taught someplace other than a school where they have union teachers. You have to be really, really careful once you get started on that road. Understand they want their rights, but understand that you know, there's something that must be protected here as well. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. It's 10 till right now.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
One of the most overlooked groups of plants in our landscape is our vines. Every garden has several places where vines could be welcome additions, and the good news is that they would take up little additional space. They require almost no extra effort. Let's consider a few of their functions. The case for vines after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? In fact, you probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long, and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. And there's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest, sweet wheat, corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it just doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Again, that website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If we're trying to make a case for vines, let's start with tall, vertical greenery on walls. Sometimes you need the height of a shrub, but you simply don't have the room. Perhaps it's in a narrow space between the house and the drive, or maybe it's between windows where you already have lower shrubs growing. Vines can step to your rescue. They may ascend 15 or 25 feet, yet they may extend only a foot out from the wall. Vines used in these ways need to cling as they grow. Choose types like English ivy for the shade, or Boston ivy, or Virginia creeper for the sun. All of these have special hold-fast appendages that let them adhere to any hard surface. Maybe we want to soften stark fences if your backyard looks like a frontier stockade, yet you don't want to give up valuable ground space, consider a vine. Here you're going to want to plant a vine that twines as it climbs. It'll need to wrap around its support, whether it's between slats in the fence or around a piece of twine that you've tied to get it started. In fact,
You may even want to plant it on the outside of the fence so that all that you'll see will be the ends of its branches growing up and tumbling over the fence into your yard. These vines are also your best choices for growing on welded wire fencing, and the best twining types include Carolina Jessamine with its fragrant yellow trumpet-shaped blooms in early spring, Madame Galen Trumpet Creeper with large orange trumpet-shaped flowers in the summer, and Wisteria, the hanging clusters of fragrant purple blooms early each spring. Climbing roses don't actually twine, but they lean against their support, so they, too, are great in breaking up long expanses of fencing. Tie them up carefully and remove all shoots that extend out away from the fencing. Maybe you want a vine as a shade over a support. Vines can be used to cast shade over walks and patio surfaces. More refined growers like Carolina Jessamine and climbing miniature roses let a good amount of sunlight sneak through, while shrouding growers like Madame Galen Trumpet Creeper and Wisteria give almost total shade. Lady Banksia and other antique climbing roses are outstanding choices, although you'll have to train them to grow to the top of the support. Once in place, however, they'll do the rest. Crossvine is another good option that not only clings, but twines up and over its cover. How about a sprawling ground covers over retaining walls? If you need a rough-and-tumble ground cover to spill down a wall, consider purple-leaf Japanese honeysuckle or Carolina jessamine. Maybe for quick annual color in the garden, how about morning glories or some of the other wonderful annual vines? There are some tremendous ones. So there's quite a case you can make for vines. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Tom Turbeville, First Look at Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On the courts tomorrow, the 17th-ranked Aggie men will go for their sixth straight win when they head to Waco to meet Baylor at 8 o'clock. The Bears are a game below 500 in the Big 12 and right now appear just hanging on to their NCAA hopes after making the Elite Eight last year. They're tied with Nebraska and Colorado for sixth place in the Big 12. Baylor was the last team to beat A&M, winning 76-74 in overtime at Reed Arena on February the 5th. Coach Mark Turgeon says that A&M will be a better armed team this time.
We didn't have Ray against Baylor the first game. He played 3 minutes and said he couldn't go anymore. And then I didn't play Keith, which was probably a mistake in that game. So, yeah, they manhandled us inside. So, yeah, we hope to play a little bit bigger lineup, you know, there. Maybe we'll see. Depends how we attack the zone. But, you know, Courtney's really coming. Ray has had really good practices. You know, of course, he wants to play more. His balance still isn't there. You see him kind of falling down and doing things. But he's coming, and he's coming at the right time. But I thought those two really gave us really good minutes tonight.
The 5th-ranked A&M women's team is on the road Sunday at Texas at 2 o'clock. The Aggies will be looking for their 10th straight win over the Horns, while the Horns are fighting for their NCAA lives. A&M won in Austin 80-65 January the 19th. UT is 6-7 in the league, tied with Texas Tech for 6th. The Aggies are 2nd behind Baylor. Baylor is at Oklahoma Sunday right after A&M and UT. The 8th-ranked Aggie baseball team will be back at Olsen Field this weekend to take on the Zags of Gonzaga. Pitches are tonight at 6:35, tomorrow at 2:05, and Sunday at 12:05. The Aggies are 4-0 after sweeping Lemoyne last weekend and getting a midweek win over Prairie View. Gonzaga has opened its season 0-3 with a loss to Fresno State and 2 losses to Oregon State. The Aggies are expected to go with the same weekend rotation that was successful last weekend. John Stilson tonight, Michael Walker tomorrow, and Ross Hales on Sunday. You'll be able to hear all the games right here on 1620. The high school basketball playoffs continue tonight for the Bryan Viking boys as they take on Lakeview Centennial. They've both seen each other before, like the last 2 years in the playoffs when the Vikes and the Patriots have met in the 5A postseason at Waco High, just like tonight. Centennial won the matchup last year 89-61 and went on to the state title game before losing to Fort Ben Bush. Centennial is 32-1 and ranked number 1 in the state. Game tips at 7:30 tonight in Waco. Another game tonight, Mumford will meet Milano at Viking Gym at 7. In girls' playoffs, Navasota meets Lorena tonight at 8 at Johnson Coliseum at Sam Houston in the 3A regional semifinals. Snook girls meet Centerpoint at Austin's Burger Center at 4 today in a regional semi. And Cameron meets Marion in a 2A regional semi in Seguin. Good luck to wrestlers from Bryan and Consol as they grapple in the UIL State Tournament in Austin today and tomorrow.
For Consol, Erickson Caldwell, Tyler Ward, Garrett Goodman, and for Brian, David Jones and Victor Thomas and Zach Escobar. Also for Brian, three girls will compete, Jenna Gowen, Laura Hawk, and Victoria Hewitt. Aggie softball team split their first two games at the Cathedral City Classic in California yesterday. They lost to 7th-ranked Washington 11-4, but then came back to beat Long Beach 8-0. The Aggies will meet Ohio State at noon today and top-ranked Georgia at 2:30 in that tournament. And finally, first-year UTEP coach Tim Floyd has been reprimanded by Conference USA Commissioner after an on-court outburst that got him tossed out of his team's loss at East Carolina on Wednesday night. And that's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 659. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whistler Utility Vehicles from New Holland make every day a good day. Just ask WC Tractor and Brian. They can tell you about Whistler's hardworking performance, reliable engines, and comfortable seating. Choose two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for two or four passengers in gas or diesel. Stop by WC Tractor and Brian or come by the Home and Garden Show on February 26th and 27th to learn about the Whistler.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The fighting and the protests rage on in Libya.
My people are dying in here because Muammar Gaddafi, he has no mercy anymore.
And Americans have been getting away. A new ship has just left. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley monitoring live from Jerusalem.
Dave, officials say 167 Americans and 118 citizens of other countries who had been stranded for several days due to rough seas have left a secured port in Tripoli on a U.S. charter ferry to the island of Malta. Tens of thousands of foreigners also still trying to be evacuated from Libya. Meanwhile, mass large protests are being held in eastern Libya as the opposition there is preparing to take on Gaddafi's paramilitary and allies in the capital. Dave?
Courtney, what Republicans did, Democrats denounced. Chanting shame on the Wisconsin Assembly floor after the much-protested bill restricting public union collective bargaining passed early this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is in Madison.
After a 61-hour debate, the longest in state history, Republicans cut off discussions, voted and passed the bill that Democrats like Representative Jennifer Schilling says would gut public unions.
School districts, school boards, school administrators, they've all said that this goes too far.
They're looking into a possible challenge to the vote. Republicans say that they did what the people of the state asked them to do in November.
So that our children and their children don't face the dire consequences that we've inherited today.
Governor Scott Walker, it's now the Senate's turn, but no word if Democrats will show up today.
It's stormy in the south. Heavy rain in Tennessee, extensive damage in Arkansas, trees down, homes damaged, power knocked out to thousands. In Kentucky, an Amish child is missing. Three others are dead after they and their parents got swept up trying to cross a rushing creek in a horse and buggy. 75 to 100 authorities out searching this morning. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the Brazos Valley. So what is it that allows us to make this claim?
And I'm Scott Razor. At Carpet Outlet, we have more ready-to-go inventory in our warehouse than any other dealer in the county. That means you can buy today and we can install it tomorrow.
We are the largest Shaw dealer between Dallas and Houston.
And in some cases, this allows us to sell their products for less than our competitors can even buy them for.
At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we don't just claim to be the best, we prove it every day.
It's often said that actions speak louder than words. And what better example than car and driver's take on the BMW 3 Series? They not only named it to their 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row, but their actions followed suit. More car and driver staff spent their own money on a 3 Series than any other car. Is it because it's faster and more powerful than the Audi A4, Lexus IS250, or Mercedes C300? Or because BMW includes no-cost maintenance? Or because it delivers a joy that only the ultimate driving machine can? Let your actions decide with a test drive of a 3 Series today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan of competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, car and driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Starfire Satellite made living in the country so much easier. With just one phone call to the satellite professionals at Starfire, I was able to have high-speed internet. If having high-speed internet is your dream for your home in the country, call Starfire today at 279-2788 and ask about the details of high-speed internet. Get rid of your slow internet at your house in the country today. If you want fast internet, call Starfire at 279-2788. That's 279-2788. Call today.
Nowadays, everybody is looking for a way to save money. The best way I've found it was to call the satellite professionals at Starfire. They carry Dish Network and DirecTV. Starfire has programming packages starting at $24.99 a month, which includes over 120 of your favorite channels, plus HD programming free for life. Compare that to what you currently have, and you'll see there's no comparison. Call Starfire Satellite today at 279-2788. That's 279-2788, and get more TV for less.
WTAW News Time is 7:05, 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Former Brazos Valley Arts Council Executive Director David Romay has scored a partial win in his appeal of 2 convictions from a 2008 trial in Brazos County. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco upheld the more serious conviction of theft by deception. Romay was originally placed on community supervision for 5 years and ordered to pay $268,000 in restitution. Justices did reverse a conviction for misapplication of fiduciary property and sent that back for a new trial. The jury originally found Romay guilty of making 4 illegal political contributions, but the appeals court sided with Romay that 3 of the $250 donations were made outside the statute of limitations. You can read the appeals court opinion by going to our online story at WTAW.com. The jury in a Brazos County capital murder trial is scheduled to begin deliberations today. The prosecution finished Thursday morning, and the only defense testimony came from the accused. Artist Pollard of Brenham is accused of shooting Terrell McCoy in a home northwest of Bryan 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Jury instructions from District Judge J.D. Langley and the lawyer's closing arguments are scheduled to start this morning at 9. A Welborn area man's birthday ended with a ride to jail accused of violent crimes. 43-year-old Robin Shane Beyer was arrested for kidnapping, raping, and threatening to kill an ex-girlfriend Tuesday night. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were notified Wednesday during the noon hour after the victim escaped.
Frantic from a victim said she was kidnapped from a motel in Bryan and taken to this residence near Welborn. So she actually ended up at the Rolling Ridge convenience stores where she called us from. So we met with her there, and she was hysterical and describing this very violent attack that she suffered. And but we had her transported to the hospital where she went through an examination, and then ultimately we sat down at great length and went through her story.
The woman told officers Beyer left the house to buy crack cocaine for his birthday. She convinced him to leave her at the house because she didn't want anyone to see the bruises on her legs, face, and neck. After Beyer left, the woman escaped and flagged down a motorist who took her to a convenience store where a 911 call was made. Sheriff's investigators found the victim's cell phone and her purse inside Beyer's pickup. Beyer remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $215,000. Texas A&M University officials have released preliminary findings on a fire earlier this week at the Zachary Building. The early indication is the fire was accidental, starting from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct. The heat built up in an enclosed area, igniting construction material. The state fire marshal's office continues to investigate. Classes did resume on Tuesday after Monday's fire, which resulted in no injuries but did cause an evacuation. One of the few unanimous votes at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting was adopting new regulations for mobile food vendors. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Among the local brick-and-mortar restaurant owners who are also driving a truck is Veritas chef Ty Lee.
There's an inherent difference between the mobile food and the sit-down places. We have a different need and different service. People who wake up in the morning, if they feel like walking out on the sun or the rain to come to see me at the mobile food, they will come no matter what. You don't have to put a gun to their head to say, you're going to have to eat at my food truck. It's just not going to happen. It's America. It's a free will.
Tammy Hackney of Basil Whippet's Pub in Northgate was among those asking but not getting the council to waive a requirement allowing food carts and private property without the permission of nearby restaurant owners.
We understand the concerns of nearby brick-and-mortar restaurants and support the permission requirement if a vendor is operating on public property. However, a legitimate legal business operating on private property with permission from the owner should not have to ask permission from their neighbors to set up shop.
The council's vote included a review of the 19 pages of regulations in 6 months. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And at least two children are hospitalized in critical condition, one in good condition, after a fire at a Houston home-based daycare Thursday that killed three other children. No identities have been released, but Houston fire officials say the victims range in age from 18 months to 3 years. One of those in critical condition was transferred to the Shriners Hospital Burn Center in Galveston, while the other remains at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital. The cause of the fire is not known. The center was registered with the state, but had been cited for not having either a carbon monoxide detector or fire extinguisher. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 46 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zwerneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll have some nice weather during today under mainly sunny skies. Our temperatures during this afternoon will be at or a bit over 70. Coming up for tonight, mostly clear skies and low 50s. And a nice weekend is on the way as well, as temperatures will probably inch up a bit. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 75 degrees and milder at night, only back in the low 60s on Saturday night. And then Sunday will continue partly sunny and right around 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie softball team is in Cathedral City, California, where they split two yesterday in the opening round of that tournament. Today, they'll play twice, Ohio State and then number one ranked Georgia. We'll talk about that. Aggie basketball on the road, Aggie baseball at Olson. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. Of course, we have some really exciting days this weekend, you know, like such and such day and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
What's fun is that, in fact, tomorrow is Carnival Day, and we're fortunate enough that we have a carnival here.
Hooray! Yeah, we do. Yeah.
A little bit smaller than normal, but...
Well, they're running out of room in that parking lot, I guess, right?
Mm. Well, yeah.
Because they got a new restaurant. There's another new restaurant coming, so...
That they're a building.
Yeah, they're just going to be pushing it back, I guess.
You know... Right across the street, we have a city facility that probably could permanently house them. What do you think?
The carnival?
Well, I think you'll have a representative from the city in with you in about an hour.
We could find out.
And he probably just spat beverage all over his dashboard.
Do you know
right
the name
now.
Of the carnival, by the way? I don't have any idea.
Joe's Carnival? I don't know.
I just wondered. Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever been over there? I mean, I've never been. I mean, I've lived here 24 years, and I guess it's been coming every year since I've been here.
Because after all, Scott is in the target demo for the carnival.
Well, no, I just wondered if at any time you've ever found yourself at the mall parking lot carnival or
somewhere
else it's been. Maybe.
The closest I came is when they had that.
He dropped Jackie off to a board meeting.
Had
a couple hours to kill. You know what? I think I'll go to the carnival.
Just,
Jackie on the carnival board, too.
Yeah.
My God.
Just to go see what kind of treats and delights they have there. Uh-huh. Oh, look, gosh, that corn dog, that looks really fresh.
I guess the answer is no there.
It's been a while. Yeah. It really has. Haven't been
I don't believe I've ever been.
Closest I've been is when they had that inflatable giant that laid on its side. You know, I drove by and looked at that. I went, boy, that's really something.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the thing is, now the folks who work the carny, they now hang out at Texas World Speedway.
That's where they live?
Yeah, that's where they camp at. That's where they're...
I think that's pretty much where they've always
been. Yeah, it is. That's where they're domiciled, if you will. I mean, it's not nearly as good as being in a railroad car along Welburn Road, that
where we get
to see their real lifestyle. But nonetheless,
that's what you want.
So you want to join the circus, huh?
Yeah,
there you are, son. Always good. Next time they're here, just take your children by and show them that. And say, are you sure? But also, in addition to it being Carnival Day tomorrow, it's National Pistachio Day. If you happen to like
I love.
I don't get pistachios.
Really?
Hey,
how about that? Something Chase likes
look,
that I
yeah,
like.
Really, yeah, come on.
Pistachios.
Shall we go? Do you want to go into the olives? Do you want to go into
no?
The
because it's
watermelon?
Well established. I'm just curious. Yeah. You said it was your choice of words. It's one thing if you say you don't like pistachios.
Yeah.
That's fine. There are some nuts that I don't like.
Yeah.
But what is it about pistachios that you don't get?
Is it too much work for the payoff?
Why are they red? I mean, aren't they red?
No, they're green.
Or green? Okay.
They're green.
But aren't the shells red?
I've seen them red.
No.
I think there's red, but
if you buy them in the store, they're green.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah. Why is that? Do we know?
They're green.
Why are things coming out of the ground green? Is that what you're...
No. Why are carrots orange?
No, why is the sky blue?
What the heck is this, a philosophy class?
Why are they green?
I thought it was an unnatural green. Is it an unnatural red? Is that what they do?
I think it's an unnatural red is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a natural green.
What is it about the taste of pistachio that makes people want to do ice cream, though? I just don't get that.
Now, I don't care for nuts in ice cream. I don't care for nuts in cookies. I don't care for nuts in desserts of any kind.
Or stuck in your teeth.
Right.
Matter. Yeah.
But now you put a nice walnut or a nice pecan in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's delicious.
Sure. That's very tasty. Yeah.
But pistachios, man, I just get a bag of them.
Got it.
You know?
Okay.
And I got turned on to them because my spotter for Aggie football brought a bag one time. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've never had one of those. He said, well, here, try one. And
that's another fight.
I've nearly been like that before.
Can you see the operations memo the next week? There seem to be shells in one of the announce booth up there.
No, we just bar another cup from the fountain. That's why we run out of cups at the fountain. So,
because you're the reason.
I'm spitting shells into them. So.
All right. Also, tomorrow is International Sword Swallowers Day.
I have never tried that.
No.
No.
Tomorrow's Levi Strauss Day. And tomorrow is...
When's it Levi Garrett Day?
Yeah. Tomorrow is Open That Bottle Night.
Ooh, on a Saturday.
Like that never happens on a Saturday.
Well, I mean, is that a jar of olives to come full circle, or does that mean
no, that's not a bottle.
A jar, that'd be a jar.
It'd be a jar.
Yeah, so I guess it's a maybe a beverage that you purchased and paid way too much for that you're ready to try.
Okay.
By the way, enjoy the last weekend of February there, because according to Atlantic Monthly, this is the month that has the fewest homicides, assaults, thefts, and burglaries.
Well, duh.
The fewest days.
Shortest month. Yeah.
What kind of genius did it take to figure that out?
Thank you.
A little note.
Thank you very much.
Okay, on Sunday.
That's the fewest hours. You know.
Sunday, just in February, only has 28 days.
Fewest sunsets.
On Sunday, it's National Kahlua Day. It's also National Strawberry Day, and it's National No-Brainer Day. So,
you boys like Kahlua cake? You ever had Kahlua cake?
I've never had Kahlua cake.
Kahlua cake's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Kahlua.
Yeah. At 7:17. Okay, this Sunday, you know, it's the big Oscar thing.
Yeah, it sure is.
The big
is.
Oscar thing.
Party at your house again, Scott?
86th annual Oscars.
Tom, bring the dip.
Yes, hosted by Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
Yeah.
They might do a pretty good job.
They might.
We'll see how that works.
They're fresh and young and, you know, they're trying to gear to a younger audience.
Well, Yeah. The problem is that the movies that the young people go see normally don't win the awards, but the front runner for Best Picture is Social Network.
Really? More than
right now,
King's
Speech?
You
know, but it's hard to say. Some odds makers are saying King's Speech. And the deal that's interesting is that most of the time it's a movie that came out after October that wins. Just because...
Top of mind.
Yeah, I think that's probably probably what it is.
This is probably a dumb question, but because you were talking about odds makers. Does Vegas bet on this?
You know, I don't know. They have a lot of prop bets. They have a lot of prop bets for sports events. They might do that, but I can't walk into the sports book and there's a picture of all the nominees. Yeah, let me vote.
Give me a sawbuck on the King's Speech.
Yeah, let me do that. Anyway, Colin Firth is probably going to win. That's the King's Speech dude. But the deal is, you know, your key demo isn't going to go see this. That's a really good movie. I really enjoyed the movie. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
If you're young but the least bit grown up, go see this movie.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
really, if you're, it's a great historical piece.
Don't take your 14-year-old. They'll go, King? What? King? Uh-huh. What? You know, and there's no CGI in it. You know, nobody gets shot. There's no explosion. None of that stuff.
What?
So,
next thing you're going to tell me, nobody's naked in it.
Yeah, see, any of that stuff. Now, Jeff Bridges, you know, a lot of people like him, but, you know, he's not going to win two in a row.
No, and his True Grit was good, but it wasn't like last year. It wasn't as good as last year. He deserved it last year. I don't think he would deserve it this year.
Now, if Jeff Bridges happened to win, you know, there have only been two other guys who have won back-to-back Oscars, Best Acting Oscars.
Oh, we're going to give something away?
Well, no. Oh, just wondered if you knew.
Is Tom Hanks one?
Actually, I do have something we could give away. Yeah, Tom Hanks is one. The other, Spencer Tracy.
Oh, well,
we're
good. First caller.
Yeah.
The oldest woman. Yeah.
Our next question, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
The oldest woman to ever win an Oscar.
I think I know this.
Hepburn.
Nope.
Gloria Stewart, isn't it?
No, it's Jessica Tandy.
Oh, for Driving Miss Daisy?
She was 81.
Okay.
Oldest actor to ever win the Best Actor Oscar.
Oh.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Was it John Wayne?
No.
No.
Joey Lewis?
No.
No.
Joey Lewis.
Henry Fonda.
Oh, okay, that's right. He wasn't there. He was too sick, and he passed away not long after.
Golden Pond, he was 76.
Yeah, there you go.
But just in case you think you remember all this stuff, I mean, can you name any of the movies that have won Best Picture in the last 3 years? Best Picture for the last 3 years.
Well, Avatar. Didn't.
Hangover.
didn't Avatar win last year?
Nope. Best Picture. Best Picture. Not, you know, anything else.
Avatar.
Hangover should have won. Hello?
Tom Hanks and Spencer Tracy.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you get to keep listening.
Last year was The Hurt Locker.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you see?
Yeah. Now that you say it, I get it right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
But this is like talking about Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah. Why do people watch this? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh, you're right.
I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
Now that you say it, before that it was Slumdog Millionaire.
Uh-huh.
And before that it was No Country for Old Men. And before that it was The Departed. And you know, those all were pretty good movies. And the one before that was Crash, which I thought was a really good movie.
Yeah, outstanding.
But, boy, all four of those are kind of dark movies, I guess you would say.
They're like good enough to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. They are. Well, I don't. Yeah, that's probably right. They are kind of dark pictures. They weren't feel-good hits. Anyway, that's coming up. Starts at 7 o'clock. By the way, well, we're not going to do it now. We'll do it in the entertainment segment that we also have the apparently more information on Hangover Part 2. Which we're probably kind of looking forward to, really, more than anything else.
I smell a stinker.
Do you?
So.
Well,
don't forget also that it's the Razzies this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Razzies were created in 1980 by John Wilson, who mails out ballots to 757 Golden Raspberry Foundation members. Wonder how you get to be a member of that.
Yeah. Somebody have to die?
Or a former winner, maybe?
The nominees for Worst Picture are The Last Airbender, Sex and the City 2, The Twilight Saga, I can't imagine. Vampires Suck and The Bounty Hunter. I don't know. I hadn't seen any of them.
How'd you see it? How do you know it sucks?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, that's why I couldn't be a member of the Raspberry thing either, because I don't watch those. But anyway. Yeah, this James Franco's a pretty interesting fellow for a young guy. He seems to...
Well, he's nominated for Best Actor. I'm sure he won't win, because Colin Firth is such an odds-on favorite. But if you have a chance to see 127 Hours, it's quite a fascinating show. And if you see it, then afterwards, go to this thing called the Internet, and go to YouTube and look up this fella's name who he plays, and look for the documentary that Tom Brokaw did on him. Mm. It's a fascinating follow-up to watching the movie.
7:23. All right, now listen. We're letting the state of Nebraska get ahead of us in Texas, and this has got to stop. This foolishness has got to stop. A Nebraska state senator has introduced a bill that, if passed, would allow teachers to carry concealed weapons to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on, Texas and Utah were taking the lead on this thing for colleges. Hmm. Are they talking teachers, like in grade school, elementary, packing heat?
I guess so.
Harvard and Princeton announced they're reinstating early admissions. Well, what that means for most people is early rejection, but
yeah, really.
Nonetheless, they're going to...
Oh, I didn't know that they'd stop them.
I didn't know they had either. I guess they did because they could. Have you heard of this kid named Justin Bieber? Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It seems like I've
heard. Yeah, got a new haircut, I heard.
Okay. Now, is this young man, how old is he, 14 or 15?
He's 16.
He's 16. Okay. All right. So is he pretty much living a charmed life? He got to in a celebrity NBA ball game and all this kind of stuff. He goes any place... You know, pictures and all that.
Yeah.
And
his voice hadn't changed yet. And it'll change.
And when it does, they're going to have to really make some sort of a shift. Here, hit this helium and sing.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this song called?
This is Baby.
Yeah. Okay, so you're 16. Uh-huh. And you're Justin B. Okay, that'd really be enough of that.
Really? I mean, he didn't even get to the hook yet.
Okay.
Well, now look, if you're a 16-year-old girl, that grooves.
Yeah.
I've never been one, but I'm just assuming. I'm assuming that that's...
Actually,
we could build a whole new audience if we could.
There it is.
Ah.
Oh, the cerebral words.
The lyrics are
out there. Anyway, all right, so.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay.
But let me show you.
Yeah, it ain't Stairway to Heaven.
No, let me show you, though. Harry Chapin didn't write that song,
He's better than Michael Bolton. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you're 16.
And on his birthday.
You're 16, and what field trip would you want to take? And he's going to. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Playboy Mansion?
Yes, sir. He called Hugh Hefner, said, could I come over? And they chatted it up and decided that he'll be stopping by to visit the house.
I'm going to assume everybody's going to be dressed.
Well, it just...
Otherwise
felonies could occur.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it would be...
He's 16.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is taking your star power to the zenith, is it not?
Because Hefner's got PJs older than this kid.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine for a moment what your life would be like if you lost mobility in your hands, fingers, even your arms. It's hard to picture until it's gone. Melissa Merritt with Texas Hand Therapy is a physical therapist certified in hand therapy with over 25 years experience. At Texas Hand Therapy, they treat hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulders suffering from chronic pain, nerve injury or trauma, hypersensitive scars, and more. Call 776-5533. Texas Hand Therapy, a different level of care.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Mostly sunny, a high of around 70 today with northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll be down around 50. Then tomorrow may be waking up to some drizzle. Could be some fog tomorrow night, so we'll probably have clouds all day long. 74 for a high temperature, 63 is the low on Sunday. 20% chance of showers, and we'll have a high temperature of 80 degrees. Monday and Tuesday look pretty good as we'll have highs again right around 70. Currently, the humidity is 83%. We have winds out of the north, which makes it feel pretty pleasant outside. Fair skies, and it's 46.
Did you know that Sovac City is the best place for vacuums in the Brazos Valley? We have an expert staff,
the best brands, and the guaranteed lowest prices, like the Dyson's all-floor bagless cleaner, nationally sold for $400, our price only $350. Take 8-pound vacuum cleaners. Why pay over $700? Our price, $299. With vacuums starting at only $45 and over 50 different models to choose from, we're sure to have the right one for you. That's Sovac City on Texas Avenue in front of HEB and College Station. Come on down, see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Gerald McEntee, president of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees Union, represents the government workers who've been protesting the past 2 weeks as Republican governors try to rein in union power. They know how much we spent in the last campaign, said McEntee, and they're going to try and shoot us down. McEntee's brazenly admitting state employees are a key source of Democrat Party money. How much? Well, the union with 1.5 million members spent over $90 million to elect Democrats last November. In 2008, the union spent upwards of $400 million to elect Obama. So there you have it, about $500 million in the last two cycles, which explains why much of the trillion-dollar porcupine bill Democrats passed was spent on union members, and why the auto company takeovers benefited union members, and why Obama added 200,000 government jobs, many of them dues-paying union members, and why Democrats want to unionize the TSA workers at the airports. Your tax dollars pay union salaries and union dues. And in return for budget-busting pensions and benefits, the money transfers right back to Democrat campaigns. Now, those are just the unions. The corrupt community action group ACORN got millions. Likewise, Planned Parenthood, liberal public broadcasters, environmentalist wackos, and many others. It's a money laundering operation, folks. It deserves to be shut down because Democrats have been shooting down your local, state, and federal budget for decades.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 47 degrees right now at the studios with a high today of about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It's been more than 2 years since former Brazos Valley Arts Council Executive Director David Romay was convicted of two crimes related to his position. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco has now reversed Romay's conviction of misapplication of fiduciary property and ordered a new trial. The jury found Romay guilty of making four illegal political contributions, but the appeals court agreed that three of the $250 donations were made outside the statute of limitations. The trial judge denied Romay's motion to include the statute of limitations in jury instructions or dismiss that charge. The appeals court upheld the jury's finding of Romay committing theft by deception. That was the more serious offense, as Romay was ordered to pay $268,000 in restitution and placed on probation for 5 years. You can read the appeals court opinion online at WTAW.com. More than 4 years since the shooting death of a Bryan man, the accused took the stand in his defense. 27-year-old Artis Pollard of Brenham is charged with capital murder in the death of Terrell McCoy 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Pollard was the last person and the only defense witness to speak at his jury trial in Brazos County District Court. Prosecutors finished up before lunch Thursday, then Pollard spoke most of the afternoon. The jury will hear instructions from the judge and closing statements from the lawyers starting this morning. A Welborn area man was arrested on his 43rd birthday this week for aggravated kidnapping and aggravated sexual assault of a former girlfriend. Robert Shane Beyer is accused of forcing the victim into his pickup outside a Bryan motel Tuesday night and taking her to his home. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk called it a dynamic situation because one group of officers was with the victim at the same time another group was dealing with the suspect.
And we were putting the pieces of the story together as it was developing. But ultimately, we were able to get a search warrant for his vehicle and for the home, and we were able to find some evidence that corroborated the victim's statements, and so it puts our case in a pretty good position at this point.
The victim told investigators she escaped after convincing Beyer to go by himself to town to buy crack cocaine, which he wanted for his birthday. The sheriff says deputies were waiting for Beyer when he returned home, but Kirk says the suspect was uncooperative at first.
He stayed in his vehicle. He wouldn't come out. We actually had a little bit of a standoff with him, but he did ultimately come out and talk to us, and we were able to get him under control.
Beyer remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $215,000. The state fire marshal's office has taken over the investigation of this week's fire on the A&M campus, but university officials have released their own preliminary findings that led to the evacuation of the Zachary Engineering Center. Authorities believe the fire started from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct where enough heat was generated in an enclosed area to ignite construction material. No one was hurt, but classes were canceled Monday afternoon and evening. College Station City Council unanimously adopted recommendations allowing mobile food vendors in town. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Months of meetings and negotiations went into 19 pages of regulations for those wanting to sell food out of vehicles and carts. Among those ready to go mobile, downtown Bryant restaurant owner, Chef Peter Madden.
In the beginning, it was a little bit difficult for me to kind of know which side to be on. Certainly don't like the idea of maybe somebody parking in front of my restaurant and operating a food truck. But what it's come down to for me and what it should come down to for other restaurateurs is that as long as I'm operating my brick and mortar restaurant the way I should in regards to the quality of food and the quality of service I give out, I should not fear any restaurant or food truck that comes near me.
Diego Mendez's family's been in the mobile restaurant business for 17 years.
The mobile unit is becoming a big trend in big cities. It's a great way to start some economic business. One of the main things you have to worry about mobile units is public safety and health safety. And if every mobile unit is certified by the Brazos County to cook food, well, then they know their jobs.
The new regulations, which will be reviewed in 6 months, receive the unanimous support of the Northgate Merchants Association. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And a West Texas college student from Saudi Arabia is accused of plotting to bomb dams, nuclear plants, or the Dallas home of former President George W. Bush. 20-year-old Khalid Ali M. Aldawasari of Lubbock is charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Aldawasari entered the U.S. in 2008 to study at Texas Tech and later transferred this year to nearby South Plains College. The feds say the student deliberately earned a scholarship to the U.S. just so he could carry out jihad. WTAW News Time, 737, 47 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh, and I will reduce your property tax burden, or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Steven, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Have you ever found yourself hastily making deals with God? There are several places in the Bible that discourage this, but perhaps the best comes from the example of Jephthah. Jephthah was a mighty judge over the children of Israel in the days before the kings. In Judges chapter 11, verse 30 and 31, Jephthah vows that if the Lord will grant him victory over the Ammonites, then when he returns home from battle, he will sacrifice as a burnt offering the first thing that comes to meet him from the door of his house. It turned out that Jephthah was victorious and returned home, only to find that the first to come from his house to meet him was his own beloved daughter. In verse 35, Jephthah in his anguish cries, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." Jephthah paid a terrible price for his foolish vow and stands as the paramount example for us to keep guard over our tongues. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, since you hear me talking about half-price books so much, my love of reading can't come as much of a surprise. And these days, I can get books lots of places, even download them on fancy book readers if I want. Although I wouldn't want to relax in a tub with one or leave one on a plane. But I think the best thing about half-price books is that we book lovers get to share what we love with others. Sure, I'll always find some great treasures there, browsing around their ever-changing selection, but Jenny and I always sell them back so others can enjoy them too and pick up other great reads that other folks want to share with us. You've heard of the Circle of Life? Well, Half Price Books provides the Circle of Reading. It's so simple, and it's been that way for 38 years. And the best part? Almost everything's still half price or less. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Find out more at hpb.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
We'll have some nice weather during today under mainly sunny skies. Our temperatures during this afternoon will be at or a bit over 70. Coming up for tonight, mostly clear skies and low 50s. And a nice weekend is on the way as well, as temperatures will probably inch up a bit. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 75 degrees, and milder at night, only back in the low 60s on Saturday night. And then Sunday will continue partly sunny and right around 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sounds like a good weekend to get out to Olson Field. Three games this weekend, tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon as the Zags take on the Aggs at Olson in a three-game series. We'll talk about that, college basketball, and more coming up in sports.
Oh, you stole that from me, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it copyrighted? No.
Yeah, no, not at all. Who are the two actors to win back-to-back Best Acting Oscars? Two men who've done that, 695-1620, 695-1620.
Let's see if you've been listening a whole 30 minutes.
Are you still here? That's right. Did you stay with us for 30 minutes? Only two guys have ever won Best Actor Oscars in back-to-back years. Who are they? 695-1620. It's because I found a prize.
Ah, you did?
Do that, yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're going to watch this Oscar thing, there's apparently a new app out there. For 99 cents, you can download the Oscar Backstage Pass app. It'll screen live backstage footage simultaneously while you watch the show, just so you can multitask because you've got nothing else to do. There'll be two dozen cameras backstage. So, how's it going?
Hey, Spencer Tracy and Tom Hanks.
Oh, really? That's amazing. How did you know
that?
Isn't it
so?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just came to me.
Who's this?
Dan.
Dan who?
Graulum.
What do you spell that for me, Dan?
Graalum.
What do you do?
I work for the City of College Station in the Electrical Department.
Oh, good for you. You keep the lights on for us. Is that it?
We really appreciate
That's
that.
It.
Yeah, we thank you for doing that for us. How long you worked there?
15 years, all a little right. over 15.
There you go. Take care of that. All right, I got a pair of tickets to the Epicurean Extravaganza for you.
Holy cow!
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't even live in College Station. I don't even need him to keep my lights on. Hey, you know where we're located, Dan?
I do though, Dan.
Yes, sir, I do.
All yeah, right, yeah. come
two,
by. We got
two thirds of the show
Thanks
does. Don't listen to him, Dan.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the work you do. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so for 99 cents you can do that. And the Oscars' own website is also allowing you a peek, but theirs cost you $5 if you go through there.
Ah.
Why would you care? Okay, so let's, you know, we have a little teacher controversy going on up there in Wisconsin.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, a little bit of a problem. There may be some teachers looking for a job.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be at least one opening in Fort Worth for a teacher. Let's say that you are 71 years old, along with your 73-year-old husband, and you're, well, you're just at the mall in Fort Worth.
I bet you've been walking.
Probably so.
Uh-huh.
You're drinking coffee, just chatting a little bit. That's what Betty Davis Morgan and her husband Carlton were doing. Betty's 71 and Carlton's 73. They're just kind of chatting and drinking coffee at the food court. When here comes Brenda Jones Stafford. Brenda would be a fifth-grade teacher. She is accused of choking and pushing.
Oh,
both of them.
Really?
Both of them. Apparently what happened was Ms. Stafford was going to get together with some of her friends, and she was gathering up chairs from around the food court so that she could, you know, put them, I guess, in a little circle or something like that. She pushed a chair on which Betty was resting her leg, commenting, "Listen, lady, I don't need your chair with a leg on it, okay?" Referring to Ms. Morgan having her leg up. She removed her leg from the chair and continued the conversation with her husband. But it was then that the teacher deliberately shoved the chair up against the table. That hit Ms. Morgan's knee. Ms. Morgan said, "Would you please not do that?" And then she shoved it twice more into her knee. Well, that's when Betty got her dander up a little bit. She's 71, but she's still full of vinegar. She got up and got in her face a little bit, okay?
Uh-huh.
And apparently then Ms. Brenda Jones Stafford shook her finger at Betty. And Betty blows in her face in reaction. Okay?
Oh, my.
Okay. Well, then that gets Brenda really mad. Brenda spit on her.
Oh,
so
nah.
then Betty spits at her, but just kind of next to her, and it lands on the floor, and that's when we go to town.
Oh, no.
We're talking a fifth-grade elementary teacher choking a 71-year-old woman, and her husband, Carlton, tries to intervene. Well, he knocks him down. She knocks him down and starts strangling him as well. Now, the group of teachers who were going to get together with Brenda start yelling, "Get off of those people!" She was arrested, it says, somewhere else in the mall. But it would appear that Brenda Jones Stafford, she did self-report to the Fort Worth Independent School District. She'd done that. Now, Tarrant County court records show that in 1995, one Brenda Jones Stafford was previously charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She's a fifth-grade teacher, stemming from allegations that she threatened injury to a woman while using or exhibiting a firearm. There you go. That'd be Fort Worth.
Yeah, here's an opening. You're right.
Mommy, Miss Stafford's picture's in the paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those deals. Remember when you'd see your fifth grade teacher someplace where you didn't expect her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you lived at school.
Yeah. Choking a senior citizen on the floor of a food court in a mall is probably not where you would expect to see your fifth grade teacher, but nonetheless.
I believe this happened that happened in front of other students. It was a field trip.
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe it was a field trip.
Did I miss that part?
Wow, that's terrible. Okay. Anyway, do it. That just not said. It was a field trip. You're right. Thank you. It's not a good situation.
No.
Do you love minor league baseball? I used to live in a town that had a minor league baseball team. They have a good time.
Yeah, they do. I've been to Round Rock a couple of times. You know.
The West Michigan Whitecaps.
Uh-huh.
Grand Rapids. Asking fans to vote for potential ballpark menu items.
Ooh.
Oh, you just think so.
There was a man versus food where he went to a minor league baseball game, and I can't remember where it was now, but they serve a cheeseburger on a donut.
Okay.
I mean, they take, it's like a Krispy Kreme. And so they slice it, you know, a la a bagel.
Yeah.
And then they take and they grill it, the sliced side down. And then they take a hamburger patty and a piece of cheese and put that on there and serve that.
Well, I could see it if it was a bagel, but not if it was like a sugar-filled or a glazed donut.
No, a glazed donut?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, man, almost makes me wish I had my old stomach back.
All right, so here you go. You got your bacon-topped hamburger, okay? It's pretty regular. Beef burrito, okay. Mac and cheese. Then we get a little unusual. Got spaghetti and meatballs spread on a 16-inch loaf of garlic bread. That's 5,600 calories, by the way.
They're going to have to double their napkin order, too.
Yeah.
5,600? Or yeah. You're just saying that.
No. It says here. Really is. Oh, my calories. I don't know what they're using on it, but, man, got a lot of butter for sure. A hot dog topped with duck meat and frog legs. Oh, no. No, we haven't gotten to yet. How about bologna lollipops?
Stop it.
Basically, it's a 1-inch thick, 5-inch wide slice of fried bologna on a stick.
Well, I like my bologna fried.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
On a stick?
Well, I mean,
Steak at the Ren Fest.
It really doesn't matter how it's served, I suppose, if you're walking around.
I guess you need a cup of mayonnaise to go along with
that. If you're walking around. No, whenever I have a bologna sandwich, which isn't often, I always put it in a pan and fry it up.
Yeah.
Fried bologna.
And what kind of condiments do you put on it?
Mustard.
Okay. Yellow mustard or Grey Poupon?
If I have Grey Poupon, I might throw that in. But okay. No, a fried bologna sandwich.
Get rid of the bread and add a stick, and you're there.
Well, okay. I'll go get me some popsicle sticks.
Why not call them bologna dogs, then? I guess they're not battered in
fried. That wouldn't work. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Several decades ago, scientists found a striking connection between stable families and healthy hearts. It's called the Rosetto Effect. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the 1960s, a doctor in the town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, told a colleague that in all his years practicing medicine, he'd never seen anyone under the age of 55 with heart trouble. A team of researchers went to Rosetto to find out why. What they found was surprising. The people of Rosetto ate as much fat and exercised and smoked just as much as the general population. But heart-related deaths were at least 50% less than the U.S. average. They finally concluded that Rosetto's heart health was due to stronger families and less stress. The community was very close-knit, with earnest religious faith and little pressure to keep up with the Joneses. Rosetto was characterized by strong father figures, respect for stay-at-home moms, and reverence for grandparents. There's a sad ending, though. When the first generation of townspeople started to die off, the younger generation placed a greater emphasis on career advancement. The community became more affluent. Researchers found that when traditional values began to erode, so did Rosetto's health. By the mid-70s, the heart attack rate had more than doubled, equaling the national average. Now, I know we can't make our cities look like they did in the 50s and 60s, but if we'd place greater importance on the values of faith, family, and community, I wonder if we wouldn't see the Rosetto Effect emerge all over again. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. With a rate this low, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time. And you'll be glad to know, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system, number 3030.
You know, when I get new tires, it's reassuring to know I'm getting the most for my money. And the Sears Blue Automotive Group protects my car by offering an alignment after they've installed them. Now my tires should last longer, and I can drive away feeling safe and happy.
Hurry in and save up to $60 on a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
One more time, good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a final look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, the 8th-ranked Aggie baseball team will be back at Olsen Field this weekend. Got the Zags of Gonzaga coming in, 6:35 tonight. Tomorrow at 2:05, Sunday at 12:05. You'll hear them all right here on 1620. The Aggies are 4-0 after they swept Lemoyne in the opening weekend and then got a midweek win over Prairie View A&M. Gonzaga's opened the season at 0-3. They lost to Fresno and then twice to Oregon State. The Aggies expected to go with the same weekend rotation that worked last weekend. John Stilson tonight, Michael Walker tomorrow, and Ross Hales on Sunday. Again, you can hear all of the games right here on 1620 WTAW. Tonight's first pitch at 6:35. We'll be on the air about 6:15. Basketball, Aggie basketball, the 5th-ranked A&M women on the road Sunday at Texas at 2 o'clock. The Aggies will be looking for their 10th straight win over the Longhorns while the Horns are fighting for their NCAA lives. Now, one of the players that will be having their first trip to Austin as a college player anyway is Carla Gilbert from A&M Consolidated, who's really come on strong in the last part of the season with a couple of starts for Gary Blair's team. Associate head coach Vic Schaefer talks about Carla Gilbert's development.
I mean, she's going to be a great one, and just her work ethic and her mindset and just how she comes to practice every day. She works hard. She's a no-excuse person, and, you know, she's just making progress every day, and it's because the kid works hard. She comes in, does extra with me. She'll come in before, shoot around, and spend 30 extra minutes before we ever get out here with the team. So, you know, the kid's being rewarded for stuff that she's doing. She's working hard and putting herself in a position to get better and then have it translate into a ball game. So real happy for that kid.
A&M won in Austin 80-65 back on January the 19th. UT is 6-7 in the league, tied with Texas Tech for 6. The Aggies are in second place behind Baylor. Baylor's at Oklahoma Sunday right after the Aggs and Texas. You'll hear the Aggies and UT on 1150 The Zone on Sunday afternoon. The men's basketball team is on the road at Baylor tomorrow, looking for their 6th straight win. It'll be an 8 o'clock ball game. The Bears are a game below 500 in the Big 12 and fighting for their NCAA lives. They got to get it 500 or better. They're tied with Nebraska and Colorado for 6th place in the Big 12. Baylor, though, was the last team to beat A&M, winning 76-74 in overtime at Reed Arena on February the 5th. The Aggies have won 5 straight since then, and a lot of that has to do with the bench. Great bench play by Texas A&M, and one of the starters, B.J. Holmes, says so.
I don't think it's no better time for our bench to come on than now, you know, going into the Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament, later parts of the season. And, you know, those guys work just as hard as the starters in practice, you know. And I feel like when they're out there, you know, they can help us just as much as the starters. So, you know, I keep being behind our bench, and I think they're going to keep playing well.
Aggies with 22 wins now seem to be on their way to a 6th straight NCAA tournament, but Nathan Walkup says no reason to let up now. If you're in the tournament, get a good seed.
You never want to settle. You know, whether or not you're in the tournament, you want to get the best seed possible. So, you know, even if we feel we are in the tournament, you know, it's all about what seed are you going to get. You don't want to lose these last 4 games and then limp in with the 12 or 13 seed. You know, you'd want to, you know, try and get the best seed possible for your team and, you know, for the bracket.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll have it on the air right here on 1620. High school basketball playoffs continue tonight. The Bryan Viking boys take on Lakeview Centennial for a 3rd straight year in the postseason. Yeah, like the last 2 years when the Vikes and the Patriots have met in the 5A postseason. Also at Waco High School, just like tonight. Centennial won the matchup last year 89-61 and went on to the state title game, losing to Fort Bend Bush. They're 32-1, Centennial is, and ranked number 1 in the state. The game tips at 7:30. Also at Viking Gym tonight, Mumford will meet Milano. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Good luck to the wrestlers from Bryan and Consol. They'll grapple today and tomorrow in the UIL State Tournament in Austin. For Consall, Erickson Caldwell, Tyler Ward, Garrett Goodman, and for Brian, David Jones, Victor Thomas, and Zach Escobar. Also for Brian, three girls compete, Jenna Goen, Laura Hawk, and Victoria Hewitt. Aggie softball team won one and lost one at the Cathedral City Classic yesterday in California. They lost to 7th-ranked Washington 11-4, but then beat Long Beach 8-0. The Aggies will meet Ohio State at noon today and then top-ranked Georgia at 2:30 in that tournament. And you can hear those games at RadioAggieland.com. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. At 7:57, I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland make every day a good day. Just ask WC Tractor and Brian. They can tell you about Rustler's hardworking performance, reliable engines, and comfortable seating. Choose two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for two or four passengers in gas or diesel. Stop by WC Tractor and Brian or come by the Home and Garden Show on February 26th and 27th to learn about the Rustler Utility Vehicles from New Holland. They make every day a good day. WC Tractor. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or call us and Brian at 979-778-0325.
The Brazos Valley Symphony's season of local connections continues Sunday, March 6th at 5 p.m. as music director Marcelo Busicchi conducts the symphony in this classical master's concert. Bach's Richercar, the haunting strains of Brahms' Third Symphony, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring piano sensation and winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto Competition, Sean Hong, will be performed by the symphony. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communication. In business for your business. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans have fled this. Getting away from Libya as the protests and fighting keep raging. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley following it all live in Jerusalem.
Dave, a U.S. chartered ferry has left the Ashahab port in Tripoli after a three-day delay due to bad weather, evacuating 167 Americans and 118 citizens of other countries to the island of Malta. Tens of thousands of foreigners still stranded and trying to evacuate, as reports coming out of Tripoli that at least five protesters have been killed in clashes. Protests have been called for across Libya as the opposition organizes itself, preparing to try to oust Gaddafi. Dave.
Courtney in Iraq. Security forces try to control crowds of thousands in a day of rage there. Six demonstrators dead in two cities. A vote under protest early this morning in Wisconsin.
All in favor say aye. All opposed say nay.
The assembly passing the bill restricting public union collective bargaining rights. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Madison.
Dave, Republicans say the Democrats had their say, 60 hours worth, and invoked a rule allowing them to cut off debate and vote. The bill passes the assembly as protesters rally.
I think this is a power grab. It's all about taking the rights away from state workers.
But Governor Walker says he hears those concerns.
I have respect for them. But in the end, to keep from having to have some of their colleagues laid off, to keep from having to make much more dire choices in the future, I believe this is what we have to pass.
Meantime, Senate Democrats for now, Dave, are still missing.
Jeff, the Saudi Arabian college student busted in a terror plot in Texas, goes to court later this morning. Three Amish kids dead in stormy Kentucky, swept up in a rushing creek with another child.
We still have hope that the fourth one, that she may still be alive.
Graves County Sheriff Dwayne Redmond, they and their parents were trying to cross the creek in a horse and buggy. The economy's growth out of recession, a little slower than first thought. GDP last quarter revised down to 2.8%.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
This message is for the dogs in the car. For the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take 1 million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.
It's often said that actions speak louder than words. And what better example than Car and Driver's take on the BMW 3 Series? They not only named it to their 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row, but their actions followed suit. More Car and Driver staff spent their own money on a 3 Series than any other car. Is it because it's faster and more powerful than the Audi A4, Lexus IS250, or Mercedes C300? Or because BMW includes no-cost maintenance, or because it delivers a joy that only the ultimate driving machine can. Let your actions decide with a test drive of a 3 Series today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, Classic Collision and Restoration, the name says what they do. They work on classic cars, and that's great. But the other part of that name is collision. If you've got a car that's been in an accident, then all you need to do is call Doug, and he'll be glad to take care of that body work for you as well. The number to call is 779-8399, 779-8399. Also, you can find him on Facebook, and go to AggieBodyShop.com. But what's important for you to know is, in addition to be able to work on those classic cars, just a regular vehicle, new vehicle, where you need body work done, Classic Collision has the same ability to do that for you, and of course the same experience. Doug's been in business for 12 years. He's been doing this for 25 years, and he's got guys who work for him who've been doing it longer than that. So if you do have something where they just need to pull something off, straighten it, or they need to put a new quarter panel or whatever on, they can do that, match the paint, of course, perfectly, because he does show quality paint jobs, just oh, by the way. He can do some rust repair if you need to. And if you have an older car, they actually will do some minor mechanical work if you need that. So kind of an all-in-one shop when it comes to taking care of cars that need body work, not necessarily in the classic mold. So give them a call. They'll be glad to help you out with that. And also, the other things that you expect help as far as insurance paperwork is concerned. If you need to rent a car, they can help you with that. If you need to be dropped off somewhere after your vehicle is dropped off at his place, and they'll take you back home. Or if you need to have your car towed to get to Classic. So give them a call at 779-8399. Classic Collision. They'll be glad to help you get through that whole situation if you have an accident with your kind of newer car.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 47 degrees right now at the studio. 70 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Former Brazos Valley Arts Council Executive Director David Romay has scored a partial win in his appeal of two convictions from a 2008 trial in Brazos County. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco upheld the more serious conviction of theft by deception. Romay was originally placed on community supervision for 5 years in order to pay restitution to the tune of $268,000. Justices reversed a conviction, however, for misapplication of fiduciary property and sent that back for a new trial. The jury found Romay guilty of making four illegal political contributions, but the appeals court sided with Romay that three of the $250 donations were made outside the statute of limitations. You can read the entire opinion online at WTAW.com. The jury in a Brazos County capital murder trial is likely to begin deliberations today. The prosecution finished Thursday morning, and the only defense testimony came from the accused. Artist Pollard of Brenham is charged with the murder of Terrell McCoy in a home northwest of Bryan 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Jury instructions from the judge and lawyers' closing arguments are scheduled for this morning at 9. A Welburn area man's birthday ended with a ride to jail accused of violent crimes. 43-year-old Robin Shane Beyer was arrested for kidnapping, raping, and threatening to kill an ex-girlfriend Tuesday night. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were notified Wednesday during the noon hour after the victim escaped.
Victim said she was kidnapped from a motel in Bryan and taken to this residence near Welburn. So she actually ended up at the Rolling Ridge convenience stores where she called us from. So we met with her there, and she was hysterical and describing this very violent attack that she suffered. And we had her transported to the hospital where she went through an examination, and then ultimately we sat down at great length and went through her story.
The woman told officers Beyer left the house to buy some crack cocaine for his birthday. She convinced him to go alone because she said she didn't want anyone to see the bruises on her legs, face, and neck. After Beyer left, the woman escaped and flagged down a motorist who took her to a convenience store where she called 911. Sheriff's investigators found the victim's cell phone and her purse inside Beyer's pickup. He remains jailed on bonds of $215,000. Texas A&M University officials have released preliminary findings on a fire earlier this week at the Zachary Building. The early indication is the fire was accidental, starting from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct. The heat built up in an enclosed area, igniting construction material. And one of the few unanimous votes at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting was adopting new regulations for mobile food vendors. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Among the local brick-and-mortar restaurant owners who are also driving a truck is Veritas chef Ty Lee.
There's an inherent difference between the mobile food and the sit-down places. We have a different need and different service. People who wake up in the morning, if they feel like walking out on the sun or the rain to come to see me at the mobile food, they will come no matter what. You don't have to put a gun to their head to say, you're going to have to eat at my food truck. It's just not going to happen. It's America. It's a free will.
Tammy Hackney of Basil Whippets Pub in Northgate was among those asking but not getting the council to waive a requirement allowing food carts on private property without the permission of nearby restaurant owners.
We understand the concerns of nearby brick-and-mortar restaurants and support the permission requirement if a vendor is operating on public property. However, a legitimate legal business operating on private property with permission from the owner should not have to ask permission from their neighbors to set up shop.
The council's vote included a review of the 19 pages of regulations in 6 months. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 810, 47 degrees right now. Lots of company coming up, including the City of College Station and the Brazos Valley Arts Council. We'll have all of those folks coming up next on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal,
farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks over at United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF. They're local, by the way. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's the weather.
We'll have some nice weather during today under mainly sunny skies. Our temperatures during this afternoon will be at or a bit over 70. Coming up for tonight, mostly clear skies and low 50s. And a nice weekend is on the way as well, as temperatures will probably inch up a bit. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 75 degrees, and milder at night, only back in the low 60s on Saturday night. And then Sunday will continue partly sunny and right around 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, dig this headline. Could Alex Trebek's future be
in jeopardy?
That's right. Have you
that
heard?
That was too easy.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard. What's wrong? Well, is he having health problems again?
Alex Trebek says there are things he wants to do after his days of hosting Jeopardy. His contract expires in 14. He's talked about retiring on more than one occasion.
There's things he wants to do. I mean, what do? Just do the last show and die?
Yeah. Yeah. Die in the parking lot?
And I don't...
Fall on the horn? I mean, well, that's a good thing the show's over.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Alex dead for 80. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't have the story, but apparently there are reports that Regis Philbin is rethinking his retirement.
Yeah, what else has he got to do?
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking there are other people are going, hey, Regis, no, really, go ahead. Just go. It's fine. We'll be all right without you. We can do the show.
Now, what do you got against Regis?
I don't have anything against Regis.
Regis is okay. Yeah. They'll have a hard time replacing him.
Police in Bradenton, Florida busted a 20-year-old Texan named Joshua Lee Jolin for engaging in lewd and lascivious acts with a minor. At his booking, police asked him his religion. He said redneck.
Very nice.
Texas best over there in Florida.
He's probably from, with any luck, he's east of Highway 59.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, though, just we hadn't talked about this yet. Obviously, there are news commentators learning how to pronounce Lubach all over America today.
Yeah, boy. Boy, that's kind of publicity you like, isn't it?
But, you know, the truth be told, do you remember, was it about a year ago that they arrested some guy for terrorist activities in Prairie View? Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it could be anywhere. Could just be anywhere.
Yeah, yesterday on CNN, they showing a picture of the opening the entrance marker to South Plains College. I'm sure that they were excited about that,
too.
Yeah,
that's the kind of publicity you always want. That's
exactly.
For sure.
In Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, Jay Sakal here this morning from the city of College Station. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine.
Do you know the name of the carnival that's in the parking lot?
No. I mean,
there's no reason that you would necessarily.
I didn't know there were. Well, I guess I should have assumed there was a name. Well, we just call it the carnival.
Well, I think it. Well, because tomorrow is National Carnival Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get a card for Karen then. I had no idea, but thanks for telling me. Actually,
they're all picked over.
Actually, that would be on our anniversary.
Yeah.
National Carnival Day is on our. How appropriate. Well, now it all makes sense.
It's all coming together now.
Yeah, it is.
You could Photoshop that together in a matter of minutes. That would be. You got a nice card. You hand her the envelope. She goes, "What?"
Yeah, I think we need to talk.
I don't know exactly. I don't know how to broach this subject with him now after that, because we discussed this earlier this morning. I don't know if they need a place to winter. You ever think about that?
To winter? Okay. You just used winter as a verb in relation to a carnival.
I did.
I don't know that carnivals winter. I think they're wintering right now.
Yeah, I think they probably are.
You're giving him way too much. You're giving him way too much of an exit on this thing. I was waiting for him to be quick on his feet to come up with some little answer for this.
By the way, I may have an answer to your question, Scott.
You got Brian, the Good Life Texas style College Station,
where carnivals winter.
Yeah,
where carnivals cool their heels.
Uh-huh. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What, Tom?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, you go into Winter Park, Florida, and what does it say, winter home of the Atlanta Braves or something like
New
that.
York,
you
Yankees,
know,
yeah.
College Station, Texas, the winter home of the fill-in-the-blank carnival.
Could be tax inducements. I mean, there could be any number of things.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bait that for days.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So I sense a future agenda item.
Yeah. It's a resolution that Jay no longer goes back here.
Built-in market for food vendors. Oh, my goodness. this? All right. What do you got for us today?
I've got Rhonda Seaton from your College Station Police Department talking about police testing.
Wait, I have a joke. I have a police joke. Guys, are you still here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So a snake.
We never leave, Scott. We listen to every word.
Yeah, I don't. And it's not like I go home as soon as you move on to something else. So.
Right. Snail was held up by two turtles, and
that's funny right there. You could just stop right there, and not risk it.
So the investigating officer goes up to the snail and says, "Can you tell me what happened?" He said, "No, I can't. It all happened so fast."
Told you. Should have stopped.
No, I'm laughing.
The premise was fun.
What do you think?
I'm really laughing.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
Well, then you told it very well.
Thank you. Okay,
well, you seem genuinely interested. So.
Yeah, and we did too, didn't we?
Yeah. How am I doing? Yeah.
Rhonda's shaking her head and Sokol's composing a carnival card. So here we go. All right.
The jumble by now.
Yeah, exactly. So good morning. How are you?
Wow.
Yeah. See, you never know.
Wow.
That's it. You never know what you're going to follow here.
Yeah, I follow a carnival and a snail been robbed.
That's it, a snail snail crime. So what's going on, y'all? We're going to talk a little police recruiting, huh?
Yeah, and you've really helped so much. People wanting to come to work for the city of College Station, they can work carnivals and take care of snail crime.
I didn't say that the crime happened in College Station.
Okay,
it could have happened long ago.
It was outside the city limits.
Far
correct.
Away, okay. Yeah. It's okay, a county good. Problem. Good. Yeah. So anyhow, but you're taking applications now?
We are. We are having our spring entry-level exam. It will be held on Saturday, March 26th, and applications close on March 18th. We do have some positions to fill, and we need good applicants.
So kind of give us an idea, if you have some interest, you're going to have to answer some pretty personal questions and some things like that. People need to know what would eliminate them from even making the first pass here.
Seems like really, truly what eliminates most people is not telling the truth on the personal history statement. You know, they will not tell the truth about things that would not eliminate them. And then we find out about them, but because they lied, it does.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Of course, we have to examine prior drug use. There are some criteria that we look at whenever that's concerned, kind of on a case-by-case basis. We have some basic standards. No marijuana at all within the last 3 years, no hard drug use at all within the last 5 years, and then any usage of those, it has to be experimental. You know, you can't have gone out and experimented with crack cocaine 100 times. That's not experimental.
Yeah, I got you.
But, you know, that's stuff that we can talk about if somebody has a concern.
Now, you've done the recruiting thing for quite a while.
Yes.
So kind of give me a long view. How has that changed as far as the people? Are there guys and gals who are maybe wanting to leave larger markets and come to a smaller place, or do they like the seniority where they are? How has the profile changed?
We've really seen a lot larger variety of people applying to be police officers, and I think it has a lot to do with the economy. People see it as a more stable job. Our applications have really spiked the past couple of years just because I think the economy has slowed down. What we want to make sure, though, and we don't mind people having a career change. I did the same thing. I went from being an auditor to being a cop. But we want to make sure those people know what they're getting themselves into. It's not like television. You know, we make a huge investment whenever we hire somebody and put them through the academy. We probably spend $65,000 in their academy training, field training, and all that. So we want to make sure that somebody comes in and doesn't, you know, think it's like Hawaii 5-0 or, you know, CSI or things like that.
Sure.
We want to make sure that they know what they're getting themselves into. We don't want to get them out there on the streets and they say, oh, this isn't fun. You know, I think I want to go back, because then we've not been a good steward of the city's money.
You got it. Okay. So if they want some more information, what do they do?
They need to call 764-3591, or they can go to the City of College Station website, www.cstx.gov, and then go to the police department homepage, and there's information on the recruiting process.
All right. Rhonda Seaton, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Anything else from you today?
Well, today is your last day to take advantage of warrant amnesty in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an outstanding warrant with the City of College Station or with Brazos County, this is it. If you pay in full today, you waive that $50 per case warrant fee, And if you don't do that and you still have an outstanding warrant, then warrant roundup begins on Monday.
So they'll come
to get
you.
Can't say you didn't know.
That's it. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot. That's Jay Sokols. We'll visit folks from City College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
At Homestead Senior Care, we're proud to have begun our 10th year of service to families in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, owner of Homestead and Bryan College Station. Now more than ever, seniors prefer to age in the comfort of their own homes. The sights, the sounds, and the smells of home are special to all of us, especially seniors. With hundreds of thousands of hours of experience right here in the Brazos Valley, our caregivers have enriched the lives of thousands of local seniors while helping their families find more time in their own busy schedules. Call us today at 268-6880 to see why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And every other Friday, we visit the folks from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. And Chris is here this morning, and he's brought, I don't know, who is this guy?
Nobody knows this guy.
No, really
nobody knows.
Okay. My very special guest this morning.
If you have anything to say, you need to go ahead and say it now, because once he starts, we're not any of us going to. I could leave.
Where is the love in this room?
Do you want to do like 38 minutes? I got 38 minutes for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we thought you'd set aside a lot of time for us today, and there I knew go. That was yeah. scheduled.
Sure, exactly. It's M.A. Sterling in the background. But anyway, so tell me what's going on at your place.
Well, I get to go first.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go first. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, we usually bring our guests in here, and there's a lot of our many affiliates doing great work, but the Arts Council, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this month, and to kick off the month, and I'll come back in 2 weeks and talk more about it, but we have our Community Masterpieces show coming in, which is really a big deal because we have artists like Ansel Adams, Laura Gilpin, Peter Max, Salvador Dali, original works, some signed works that we want to bring to this community that you usually have to go to Houston or Austin to go see, and why don't we have them here? And actually, these are pieces from people's personal collection in the Brazos Valley, which is a huge deal, just to show that there are a lot of people here that appreciate the art. And you know, College Station, Brian, we have those items here. And thanks to Dr. Ricardo Pokerol and Jennifer Pokerol, who's a local artist here, we were able to do this show through their generous support.
Yeah,
so come out and check it out. We're actually opening it on March 3rd in the evening. It's free. Come out, see some great artwork, and enjoy company of a lot of good arts patrons.
And again, one of the things that I think is so cool is that y'all have a store there, so that if you want to find gifts of local artists and you want something that's unique, you'll get a unique gift out of
that. We just restocked, so come on out. Lots of local artists in there. So
sounds good. Okay.
Warm up your checkbooks.
And so anyway, you brought somebody else with you, huh? Never the Shrinking Violet.
Shrinking is not a word that anyone ever attributed to me.
M.A. Sterling's here this morning. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good.
How
good.
Are you?
All right, what you got for us today?
We open tonight with a wonderful show that we want people to come out and see. Then this weekend or next weekend, it's a sequel to our Your Good Man Charlie Brown that we did a couple of summers ago with Stanley Wynn Mathis. And it is Snoopy. And it's a wonderful tribute to Charles Schulz, his comics and his characters. And it's just a lot of great music and a lot of great sketches as well.
Well, and I got some tickets, so we'll be able to give away
for opening night.
Yep. Tell them when the performances are. So
performances are evening performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 this weekend and next weekend, March 4th and 5th, and matinees are this Sunday at 3 and the next Saturday at 3. So it's basically Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday.
Okay. Now, do you have a website or is it through the?
I sure do.
Okay.
www.bvtroupe.com. That's bvtroupe.com.
For people who are new, kind of tell them what Brazos Valley Troupe is.
Brazos Valley Troupe is a performing arts organization in Bryan College Station. And we specialize really in youth theater, but we're family theater basically is what we are. Family fair. We're designed to present family material for families to come and see. Leave the babysitter alone, come out or bring the babysitter with you if you want.
If you want to do that, yeah. Okay.
And all our fair is going to be something that you can all come and see together.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. We are about 70% youth and 30% adult because you got to have somebody there that's, well, real adults too, not just me. You know how that works, Scott.
Yeah.
and we've been around now, believe it or not, we will celebrate our 17th birthday.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? We're old enough. In August. And something special about this particular show too as well, one of our, the young man who took his life the other day, Bobby. It was one of our kids years ago, and audiences are going to be able to contribute to the memorial fund that they have set up and everything over the weekend and stuff. It's been a real rough time
sure.
at the theater, but it's one way we can actually try to memorialize him and put our arms around his family, who, you know, his dad, grandfather was one of our board members, and wow. his cousin and sister were part of the group too as well. So. Hmm.
Well, that's, you know, so, and if you have a child who you think might want to do some stuff, mm-hmm. either behind the scenes or up on stage, it's a great opportunity.
And it's nothing they can do, families can do together. We have so many adults and kids working, families working together at the theater. It's wonderful.
That's great experience. So Snoopy starts up
tonight.
Okay.
And guess who's playing Snoopy?
I don't know who that'd be.
This guy right across the table is very scary.
Why did you bring the costume?
Oh, my God.
I was told there'd be costumes.
Oh, no. There's knee pads involved.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you coming in. We visit the folks from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley and alternate Fridays on WTAW.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Today's Aggie Report in a moment. Are you a weekend warrior? Then you'll be interested in the 16-game weekend package that includes every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday home game, including Texas and Baylor for Aggie baseball. Don't miss a single pitch. As an added bonus, call the Holiday Inn Aggieland to receive a special rate when purchasing the Weekend Warrior package. To purchase the Weekend Warrior plan, visit AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. The season's underway. Aggie baseball, this is home. Aggie baseball's back out at beautiful Olsen tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon, 6:35 tonight. Gonzaga will be the opponent. Gonzaga again tomorrow at 2:05, and then wrap up the series against the Zags on Sunday at 12:05. These non-conference games, very important as we visit with head coach Rob Childress.
These non-conference games, when it's all over with, they have an impact on that record and all sorts of things, but I know that you want to host a regional and super regional at Olsen Field.
You know, in 2007 and 2008, we got the opportunity to host, and to me, that's how you get to Omaha. That's the key. And, you know, in 2009 and 10, we got exactly what we deserved. We got sent on the road. We didn't take care of business in the middle of the week. In 2007 and 2008, I think we won 22 midweek games in a row, and, you know, we're able to go overwhelm people offensively and got it done on the mound, and that's something that we haven't done the last 2 years, and that's the reason we haven't been able to host. Obviously, you've got to take care of business on the weekends, but Tuesdays are every bit as important. There's a lot of big RPI games. We play Rice twice this year. Obviously, TCU, we've got Cal State Fullerton in here on a Tuesday night game, and those are big games, and we need to take those and make those every bit as important as the ones on the weekend and get after it in the middle of the week.
Aggie head baseball coach Rob Childress, 3 games with Gonzaga this weekend at Olsen. 6:35 tonight, 2:05 on Saturday, 12:05 on Sunday. Hope to see you out there. Women's tennis has a match with Washington scheduled at 1 o'clock at the Mitchell Tennis Center on campus tomorrow. And then men's tennis at 1 o'clock against LSU on Sunday. And at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, men's tennis will take on UTA. Have a great weekend. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Every now and then, we like to tell you what's going on in the Brazos Valley, opportunities for you to volunteer or just to learn more. And there's a few things going on, like today. At 5:30, there's a town hall meeting put on by the Bryan ISD. They're looking for public input, the firm conducting the Bryan ISD superintendent search is. Organizers will ask for comments regarding what qualities are desired for the next superintendent, as well as what community members think should be the focus for the district in the coming year. Of course, Superintendent Mike Cargill will be retiring at the end of the current school year. This will be at the Bryan ISD Board of Trustees meeting room at 5:30 today. The 8th Annual Art of Helping Children Auction and Dinner will be a week from Saturday, March the 5th, at the Brazos County Expo Center in Bryan. The cost is $65 per person. Auction items will feature the work of local and southwestern artists and include paintings, photographs, and jewelry like a ring valued at $7,800 from David Gardner's collection. Art of fine living packages like spas and fine dining, sculptures, and a whole lot more. Voices for Children will honor Peter Witt and Joyce Nyes as the 2011 champions for children and Kay Huff as the 2011 advocate for children. Like we said, there will be dinner. Tickets available online at fcbrazos.org or in person at the Voices for Children office at 115 North Main in downtown Bryan, or call for more information at 822-9700. United Way of the Brazos Valley, effective March the 4th, will be releasing a request for proposals for funding for the cycle of 2011 to 2013. Proposals will be accepted to assist United Way in working toward its community impact goals of education, financial stability, and health. So you could be a United Way partner and get funding from United Way dollars. Proposals can be downloaded from the United Way website, uwbv.org, and all the completed applications are due at the United Way by 5 o'clock on April the 7th. If you want more information on this, call Hank Rohrbach at 696-4483. The deadline to apply has been extended for the Brazos Leadership Academy until Wednesday, March the 2nd. You can learn how city programs and projects work, key city decision-making processes, and a whole lot more. Invest in your community with a more in-depth understanding of what makes the city go and what you can offer as a more informed citizen. There's a light meal served at each of the classes, and attendance is free, but participants must fill out an application and have the ability to attend each class. You can find an application at bryantx.gov. You have to be a high school senior or older. And remember, the ongoing tax service put on by United Way and 211. Save your money, get your taxes done for free, and you can get free tax preparation assistance from IRS-certified volunteers. If you earn less than $50,000 in 2010, you can qualify, and you can find out if you do by dialing 211 and making an appointment. That's just some of the things that are going on in the Brazos Valley. And thanks to United Way and 211 for giving us the information. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meesan Associates Attorneys at Law. Meesan Associates, an involved community partner. Meesan Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 48 degrees right now at the studio. 70 for a high today with mostly sunny skies. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun across from Ducky's in Bryan. It's been more than 2 years since former Brazos Valley Arts Council Executive Director David Romay was convicted of two crimes related to his position. The 10th Court of Appeals in Waco has now reversed Romay's conviction of misapplication of fiduciary property and ordered a new trial. While the jury found Romay guilty of making four illegal political contributions, the appeals court agreed that three of the $250 donations were made outside the statute of limitations. The trial judge denied Romay's motion to include the statute of limitations in jury instructions or dismiss that charge. The appeals court upheld the jury's finding of Romay committing theft by deception. That was the more serious offense, as Romay was ordered to pay $268,000 in restitution and placed on 5 years probation. You can read the full opinion from the appeals court online at WTAW.com. More than 4 years since the shooting death of a Bryan man, the accused took the stand in his own defense Thursday. 27-year-old Artis Pollard of Brenham is charged with capital murder in the death of Terrell McCoy 2 days before Christmas in 2006. Pollard was the last person and the only defense witness to take the stand. Prosecutors finished up before lunch. Pollard spoke most of the afternoon Thursday. The jury will hear trial instructions and closing statements this morning. A Welborn area man was arrested on his 43rd birthday for aggravated kidnapping and aggravated sexual assault of a former girlfriend. Robin Shane Beyer is accused of forcing the victim into his pickup outside a Bryan motel Tuesday night and taking her to his home. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk called it a dynamic situation because one group of officers was with the victim at the same time another group was dealing with the suspect.
And we were putting the pieces of the story together as it was developing. But ultimately, we were able to get a search warrant for his vehicle and for the home, and we were able to find some evidence that corroborated the victim's statements. And so it puts our case in a pretty good position at this point.
The victim told investigators she escaped after convincing Beyer to go by himself to town to buy crack cocaine, which he apparently wanted for his birthday. The sheriff says deputies were waiting for Beyer when he got back home, but Kirk says the suspect was uncooperative at first.
He stayed in his vehicle. He wouldn't come out. We actually had a little bit of a standoff with him. But he did ultimately come out and talk to us, and we were able to get, you know, him under control.
Buyer remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $215,000. The state fire marshal's office has taken over the investigation of this week's fire on the A&M campus, but university officials have released preliminary findings that led to the evacuation of the Zachary Engineering Center. Authorities believe the fire started from a mechanical failure in a heat exhaust duct where enough heat was generated in an enclosed area to ignite construction material. No one was hurt, but classes were canceled Monday afternoon and evening. And the College Station City Council has unanimously adopted recommendations allowing mobile food vendors in the city. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Months of meetings and negotiations went into 19 pages of regulations for those wanting to sell food out of vehicles and carts. Among those ready to go mobile, downtown Bryant restaurant owner, Chef Peter Madden.
In the beginning, it was a little bit difficult for me to kind of know which side to be on. Certainly don't like the idea of maybe somebody parking in front of my restaurant and operating a food truck. But what it's come down to for me, and what it should come down to for other restaurateurs is that as long as I'm operating my brick-and-mortar restaurant the way I should in regards to the quality of food and the quality of service I give out, I should not fear any restaurant or food truck that comes near me.
Diego Mendez's family's been in the mobile restaurant business for 17 years.
The mobile unit is becoming a big trend in big cities. It's a great way to start some economic business. One of the main things you have to worry about mobile units is public safety and health safety. And if every mobile unit is certified by the Brazos County to cook food, well, then they know their jobs.
The new regulations, which will be reviewed in 6 months, receive the unanimous support of the Northgate Merchants Association. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 8:38, 48 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has what you need when you need it. For riding off-road, to work, hunt, or play, there's a Polaris ATV or side-by-side built for you. Polaris has the most complete lineup in the industry, and you can see them all now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Choose from a wide range of sportsman ATVs for solo or two-up riding, many with new styling and performance upgrades. Looking for a side-by-side? For 2011, there are 9 Ranger models, including the new midsize Ranger 500 EFI, and models available in gas, electric, and now diesel power. For razor-sharp performance, go with the trail-capable Razor 800 or dune-dominating Razor S800, now with aggressive new styling. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan also offers fast, friendly, convenient service and parts for all your Polaris products. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, we sell and service fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue, across from Ducky's, near the bend in Bryan.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hey, it's 8:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Looks like fair and mild weather conditions over the next several days as temperatures recover up into the low 70s during this afternoon under mostly sunny skies, and coming up for tonight, generally clear and back down to between 50 and 55 degrees. And for the weekend, I don't really see any weather problems at all. We'll stay partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Afternoon temperatures each day in the middle 70s and only down between 60 and 64 later on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, folks. We'll be giving away tickets to Mardi Gras in Galveston. That's coming up. Those tickets are good starting this weekend, and they're good this weekend and next weekend. Then we got some tickets to that Brazos Valley Troop thing.
Oh, so I got some tickets, too.
Okay. So, I used to work in television, and Tom does some work in TV, and Chase used to be in television. The wonder of television news, and Steve Ogden joins us this morning. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning.
It
is a one.
you told me you're watching Fox this morning, and they were reporting on things going on in Austin, huh?
Yeah, the guy was standing out in the front foyer, in the front of the, on the south side of the Capitol, But the governor's not there and the legislature's not there. He's talking about the study budget and what we're going to do. And I just thought it was kind of strange since he wasn't talking to anybody that had anything to do with it.
Well, you know, that's when we get to make up the news. That's the best time. If we don't have a newsmaker to get in the way with the facts, we can just go. So he was just standing out there trying to be an anchor person or a reporter person, huh?
Well, I think it was the Fox News thing that or CNBC, I think it was CNBC that Texas is the best state to do business.
Well, it is. It is the best place to.
Maybe that was a good symbol. Nobody was, the government was gone. Everybody was out doing business.
We kind of like that. Yeah, I like that idea. Hey, listen, one of the things that y'all did this week is you focused on, rather than our budget problems, passing a resolution calling on Congress to stop deficit spending.
Yeah, you know, we had, the Texas legislature had done that in 1977 and 1978, and we were doing it one more time, asking the Congress under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution to either propose a balanced budget amendment or, in lieu of that, have a constitutional convention. And to my surprise, it was pretty controversial, and it was controversial for a number of different reasons. It sort of took on a life of its own. But the most surprising part of it was the Eagle Forum and to a certain extent some of the Tea Party groups were vocally and passionately opposed to us passing this resolution for fear that if we did have a Article 5 Constitutional Convention, that it might run away from us and do a wholesale rewrite of the Constitution. And it was really a black helicopter argument because the Constitution is the Constitution, so you've got people that are out there saying, you know, we believe in the Constitution, we want to follow the Constitution, the Constitution is a great document. And then so when you try to apply the Constitution, they say, well, wait a second. Maybe not that part.
That's, yeah, we don't want to be doing that. So, well, that's kind of interesting. Did that catch you by surprise? That wouldn't
it
seem
to. It did a little bit. And we had to work pretty hard to get that SJR out. We finally passed it 24-7. But it was interesting in the history of this idea of a constitutional convention for the purposes of proposing amendments to the states and why it came about. And if when you read what the a little bit of history about it was, is that when they were drafting the U.S. Constitution, they said, you know, we need a way to amend this, and Congress needs to be able to propose amendments because they're the ones in Washington, D.C., and they're going to know how the Constitution works, et cetera. So we're going to have the most knowledge to propose amendments. But we need a backup a way to propose amendments to the Constitution because the Congress, left to its own devices, will never, ever limit its power. And so you need something outside of Washington, D.C., propose amendments to the Constitution if those amendments would limit congressional power because the founders thought Congress would never do it on their own, which I think they were probably right.
Yep. State Senator.
And, and the last point is that regardless of how you felt about the need for a constitutional convention, we've passed about five amendments to the U.S. Constitution because of the threat of one. And the threat of having a constitutional convention has usually been enough to get the Congress to act. And on any amendment, three-quarters of the states have to ratify it. So the fear of a runaway constitutional convention, I think, was overblown, but it was a political reality and that we had to wrestle with. Yeah.
State Senator Steve Ogden joining us. Now, I guess one of the big items as you try to struggle with the budget here, talking about reducing the amount of direct aid to school districts, that number could be as high as $10 billion. Now, y'all are discussing coming up with some sort of a compromise with teachers and school districts as far as the teaching contract rules are concerned?
Well, that's part of an overall discussion on what do we do on the foundation school program. My theory in as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee is that when budgets are tight, focus on what you have to do and make sure you adequately fund what you have to do, and then worry about the other things later. And so what we're doing down on finance is that we've got two specific things that we're focused on. One is Medicaid funding, and the other is public education funding. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the committee, until we come to a consensus on what to do on those two items, we're not making any major decisions on anything else. And putting a lot of pressure on the committee, and I would think in the next couple of weeks we ought to have something more than a little bit more tangible on what exactly it is that Texas legislature thinks we ought to do with respect to Medicaid and public education. Even though the budget is really, really tight, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions, under every scenario I've seen, we have enough money to adequately fund Medicaid, we have enough money to adequately fund public education, and we have enough money to adequately fund public safety. And at the end of the day, those are the three most critical things that we have to provide for Texas.
You made headlines this week when you found out how much drug money might be headed south out of the United States, and I think you pretty much pegged that that was the Medicaid budget we were looking at, and there's some talk about maybe redirecting some cash that could be found on drug dealers?
Yeah, in fact, I heard y'all talking about that earlier this week on the radio, and I got a nice editorial in the Austin American Statesman about the same thing, but under the current federal and state laws, if law enforcement confiscates property or money from somebody who's breaking the law, and ultimately they have to forfeit those assets, law enforcement can keep a substantial amount of it. And people have seen it in the around this area because, like, for example, the sheriff over in Grimes County drives an SUV that was confiscated from drug dealers. And so I was trying to apply that policy along the border. Steve McCross said that there's about, he estimates that across the entire U.S.-Mexican border, $28 billion in cash is moving into Mexico every year, which is a sum that's hard for me to believe. But even if it's not $28 billion, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think in order to win the drug war in northern Mexico, we're going to have to cut off the cash, and that's something the United States can do, and Mexico's asking us to do it. And if we make a serious effort to cut out the cash, I think we can pay for the cost of the law enforcement that's necessary to do it.
One of the things that people may not be aware of, there's no reason they necessarily would know, but what you've done is a cost-cutting measures. You're trying to consolidate your constituent services a little bit by centralizing all the contact to come out of your Austin office.
Well, that's right. We only have one office. I used to have district offices in Bryan and College Station, and I had a district office in Round Rock, and we just now have an office in Austin. So I'd be happy when I'm in town for people to come see me in my business office, but the only state office that I'm operating right now is in Austin.
Yeah, and again, phone rings and it, you know, gets to all the right people. It's just a matter of you're finding that as a good way to cut some bucks. Anything else on your radar screen between now and when we talk next week?
No, we're going to continue to work on the budget, and we are focused on Medicaid, and we're focused on public education spending. And as soon as we get some consensus in the committee on what to do on those two issues, then we're going to move to public safety.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay.
Good.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Steve. All right, see you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's Steve Ogden.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal,
You're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures. Some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Hey, there are so many ways, I talk about it, so many ways that you can really enjoy what Suddenlink has available for you. The digital phone service that gives you unlimited local and long-distance calling, it's right there. If you've got the cable service and the phone service together, there's caller ID that'll show up. If you're watching TV, it'll show up right there on your TV screen, which is neat. We always talk about the DVR and how that allows you to kind of time slide. You can watch shows when you want to. If you're watching a live show and you want to pause it for some reason, you can pause it. If you want to go back and watch another part of it, you can do that. And then also they have digital music channels. I don't know, probably 24 different digital music channels that you can plug into a sound system all through your house if you've got that, or just right there in the room where you're working. It's just kind of great things. And when you bundle all this together, you save money on each increment. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com and find out how you can bundle and you can save. 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. We got stuff to give away. We need to give this stuff away before we leave. I have four passes for two each. So in other words, eight people can go see Snoopy. That's the thing that M.A. Sterling was here to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then also I have tickets to Mardi Gras. I have two tickets to Mardi
New
Gras
Orleans?
In Galveston. In Galveston.
The good one in Galveston.
That's right. You got to get there yourself, but they're good for this weekend or next weekend. So, I mean, 695-1620, you can do that. And then Tom has some tickets to the baseball series this weekend as the Zags and Ags get at it.
Yeah,
so,
two tickets to all three games.
For all those people who have listened to the Body Bag Through the Desert, that is our radio show today, then you can call and get this. So here's the first caller who gets a choice of any of these. Who's this?
This is Cindy Wilson.
Oh, good. I was afraid it was Jaime Roman. Okay. Cindy, I've got tickets to see Snoopy. That's tonight. That's Brazos Valley Troop. We've got tickets to Galveston's Mardi Gras, or we have tickets to baseball.
Mardi Gras.
All right. I got a pair of tickets for you. Cindy Wilson, right?
Yes, sir.
Come by and we've got them for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. See you. Hey there. Right. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And you?
Good. We get to work inside, and actually we only have to work for about 6.5 more minutes. So
there you go.
All right. So I got Snoopy tickets or I got baseball tickets. What do you want?
I will take baseball tickets.
All right. Who are you?
My name's Mitch.
Mitch who?
Lovings.
All right, Mitch. Come by. We got them for you.
Thank you.
All right. Would you like some Snoopy tickets?
Snoopy.
Snoopy. It's a thing to take your kids to.
Great.
How many do you need? I got passes. Each pass is good for two. You can actually have more than one pass if you want.
Two adults and a child?
Oh, that'd work. Okay. I've got these right here for you. Who are you?
Okay. Cynthia Wade.
Cynthia Wade. What do you do, Cynthia?
I work at a computer company here in town.
Well, you can plug it. It's okay.
Okay, Reynolds and Reynolds.
Oh, no, not them. No, I'm kidding. All right, you know where we're located? Come by and get the tickets.
Sure.
Okay?
Thanks.
See you. All right, bye. I got Snoopy tickets. You want them?
Oh, I wanted the Mardi Gras.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're gone. Thank you. Hi there. Would you like Snoopy tickets?
Yeah, Snoopy tickets would be great.
Okay, who are you?
Kevin from Brenham.
Kevin from Brenham. All right. In other words, the radio reaches all the way to Brenham. That is
so
cool.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so I got you can have either two or four. What do you want?
Four would be great.
All right, who are you? Kevin who?
Kevin Frankie.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin Frankie?
That's a good Brenham name
it
right there.
It is a good Brenham name, as a matter of
fact. Oh, yeah, German.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy named Frankie, but it was right here in Bryan College Station. Okay, what do you do over there, Kevin?
Delivering ice cream. I work for Bluebell, of course.
Oh.
Kevin, you're matching every Brenham stereotype we can come up with.
You're doing everything you can to make sure that Brenham is alive and well. Okay, come by. Do you know where we're located, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know when you're going to be? Are you going to be over here today?
No, it's probably going to be a while.
Kevin, this is for tonight's performance, so we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Scott fell off his chair.
No. Well, he's a listener from Brenham. I think that's pretty cool.
Kevin, my wife is from Brenham.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Stunned silence there for a second.
Sorry?
So, do you have any interest in going to the Home and Garden Recreation Expo at the Brazos Center in Bryan? Do you have any interest in that?
Yeah, I heard that on the radio. I thought that would be kind of cool.
There you go. Okay, well, I got that for you then. I got four tickets for you to see that.
And I got something else for Kevin.
Wait, Kevin, we have one other
I got something else for you. Kevin, have you ever taken the family to the Oil Ranch?
The Oil Ranch?
The Oil Ranch. Yeah.
Oil Ranch.
The Oil Ranch.
The Oil Ranch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just called the Oil Ranch, yeah. Anyway,
the one near Hockley.
The one near Hockley is great. Animals, swimming pool, all that kind of stuff. I got a pass for four that's good till the end of March, okay?
Awesome.
You
bet. Awesome.
All right, so thanks for calling from Brenham, okay?
Yeah, so I just come by and pick it up then?
We're at the Crystal Park Plaza. If you'll just Google us, you'll find the address, and we'll be glad to have them here for you, okay?
Okay,
thanks,
all right.
Buddy. See you later. All right, there you go. Let me see if we can get it. Snoopy tickets?
Do you have any of the Epicurean extravaganza?
No. Snoopy tickets?
Yeah. Send a smorgasbord here. Yeah.
Snoopy tickets?
I want the Snoopy ticket.
Yes!
I have kids. I'll take my kids.
That's it. Who's this?
This is Chris Cox.
Chris Cox. All right, Chris, I got two passes. It'll be good for a total of four people, all right?
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
All right, good. We cleared the board. Good for us. Good for us. Aren't we good?
Bye.
Right in there.
Oh, I am, man. I got writer's cramps.
Okay. We'll put that
over there. Okay. I hope you got all these tickets. I'm fixing to come in to get them.
That's what I was doing. Wait till after 9 o'clock. Yeah. I'll be here for another 3.5 minutes. So.
Yeah. I'll hurry.
Yeah, he'll walk by. Hands the tickets. Have a weekend. Yeah,
he'll open my door and throw them in. Yeah.
Well, guys, so we just talked to Kevin, who works for Bluebell. You ever wonder what ice cream made with human breast milk might taste like?
I have the sinking feeling you're going to tell us.
I'm not going to tell you what it tastes like, no. But a London store will soon make that available. I can't hear that guy doing the Bluebell commercials talking about that. Starting today.
The Whataburger guy, maybe. But
yeah, the ice creamist parlor will be serving a treat they call Baby Gaga. Madagascar vanilla pods, lemon zest, and human breast milk.
Uh-huh.
I'll have that double scoop, right? Okay. All right, let's see. Now, this thing is either going to sell like hotcakes. Well, we got to stop. We got a weekend. We can save it till next week.
Oh, you got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. I don't have much entertainment.
Well, but we had a show observer pass on a huge date in history thing.
Okay. Oh, good.
Good.
So, this date in history.
Yeah.
Tom, do you love this part?
I do. I love this part.
This date in history.
I'm not used to you doing it, ready for that. Yeah.
Tom loves this part.
Yeah.
This date in history, February 25th, 1939, the College Station City Council met for the very first time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On the Texas A&M campus. Thank you, Ann Boykin, for sharing that information.
Well, who else would know but her, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did she give us any of the members?
No, she just said they met, and I messaged her back saying, let me guess, they passed an ordinance on something.
Yeah, that's right. I'm guessing a Bolton and a Walton probably were on there.
Probably, yes.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Maybe. All right, also on this date in history then, in 1836, Samuel Colt received an American patent for the Colt revolver.
Yeah.
Not bad. And the first Christian nudist conference closed at a campground near Longwood, North Carolina. 40 conservative...
Move on. Please move on.
Pushing my button now.
Please move on.
40 conservative nudists.
Happy thoughts. Puppies. Kittens.
Are liberals.
Oh, my God.
All right, 30 seconds.
There is no way. There is just no way. I am shocked.
Charlie Sheen shot his mouth off on a radio.